Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show.
Everybody. Yeah, we're back again. 549.
Big old mouthful of the South Pole.
Yeah, and it's just me and Billy today. We were going to have guests. We had to take a rain check. We were going to have a Patreon guest.
We actually booked Sasquatch. Turns out he's not real.
Antonovich, he canceled on us.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is... we're going to let everyone who's in the DP server jump into the general voice chat, and we'll be pulling you guys in periodically throughout the show, only a few at a time. I'm not going to pull in like 10 people at once or whatever, but I'm going to pull in some people. So if you guys go into the DP Discord server, go into the general voice, you guys can talk and watch the show and do whatever, have fun. And then every now and then we'll come in and grab you guys after a segment's over and we can talk about it.
And you can all brag about your Pokemon Go Community Day catches.
And if this is the only show that you watch live throughout the week, because we do 3 of them a week normally, I wanted to inform you guys that we've already met the goal for next week, so anything you give us is just out of the kindness of your hearts, but, you know, doesn't hurt. Feel free to, you know, do that. Hope you're all using the Brave browser. If you're not, there's a link in the description below. Please use it. Please download it and use it and send us your attention tokens, because that really, really, really helps out the show tremendously, and it's something you can do to support the show without having to spend any real money.
Just
download the browser using the link, use the browser watching the show, and send us the tokens that they give you, because they'll give you tokens periodically. It's real cryptocurrency. So help us with that. And they just made it available for mobile, for Android devices. Apparently, iPhones are just too lame. You know, Egghead has an iPhone.
He would.
So how have you been?
I've been good. I cut my hand open today, cutting an avocado. My knee's all fucked up, so I haven't been going to the gym. I think I'm finally hitting that point of healthiness where I'm too healthy.
Now it's you're injuring me. Yourself.
It's killing me. I might die. So.
It does suck having like a sore knee. So it's like the joint movement that hurts,
yeah,
right?
Well, yeah, there's like almost feels like it's loose or something. You know, I used to get that problem when I was super obese. I'd knock my knee out of socket.
So you've dislocated your knee.
Oh, so yeah. Many times.
Yeah, that's why it hurts. It's tender. Because I did that to my left knee a few times. It only happened to me like twice. And luckily I was... When I hit the ground, it went back into place. No one had to like grab it and push it back into place for me, which looks like a nightmare. I've seen it done to somebody before.
I had to have my knee pop back in when I dislocated my knee and broke my ankle and my like tibula or something. I think it was my tibula, the lower bone in your leg.
That's there's tibula and fibula. The fibula is the little one, and the tibula is the big one up front. The fibula is the little one in the back. I broke
Maybe
both
I
of those.
Maybe I broke the fib. I can't remember which one it was. It was one of the two.
I broke both of those when a car ran over my leg just above the ankle. Yeah. Dude, crunched the fuck out. I don't even remember that happening. I remember trying to cross the street, and then the next thing I knew, I was like on the ground, and my fucking foot was like, my leg was like rubber. It was like I had a new joint above my ankle that could flex in any direction.
That's not how it's supposed to work.
No.
Yeah.
And seeing that blows your fucking mind. And I was probably like 11 years old, 12 years old.
Yeah.
When it happened, fucking terrible.
I was lucky when I broke my leg that I had a big old fat stomach, so I couldn't really see the break when I looked down.
Oh,
but I had a ton of people there with me, and they were all like wincing and freaking out at the break before the ambulance came. They're like, oh God, oh, because there was bone sticking out and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I'm glad I can't see this. I'm glad I have a wall of fat to block my view. They call him Benny Three Knees.
Oh, shit. Someone named Isaac just said that they were on their lunch break. Sorry if my story made your lunch unappetizing.
Yeah.
They weren't complaining about that. They were just saying they're on their lunch break watching the show.
Yeah.
But sorry about that. So, guys, this show's existence is contingent upon its fans, the people that come and watch it. I appreciate every one of you. If you could please like this stream, and if you would care to do so, retweet our tweet on Twitter.
You could share it like with it. Like your grandma.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just do that, because when you guys interact with the stream, it gets more people in here. I watch it happen like fucking magic every time. So
whoa, it's magic.
If you could do that.
Copyright strike.
Yeah, it sounded so much like the original that the algorithm just picked it up.
Ricky Berwick was like singing a song and he got copyright striked.
Did he?
Yeah, and he's not a singer. It was hilarious. No. I was like, how does that even happen? Maybe it was somebody trolling him. It was kind of amazing.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I'm like, I just think so much shit about the internet is so fucking horrible. And there are things about it that cause so much terrible shit. And that's just because of all the time I spend on it. But then I look and I'm like, what would Ricky Berwick's life be like if he didn't have the internet? It'd be so...
For real.
It'd probably be way more like lonely and shit,
He'd
right?
still have his video games, but...
Yeah, but he gets to interact with so many people now just because he has that tool.
Like,
you know,
you think about all the predators that take advantage of people online. You think of all like the
terrible shit,
the gross gore and shit people find online.
I mean,
you think
and that's
about the scammers,
and that's omitting like the really bad shit, like the like human trafficking and like the dark web shit. I'm talking about the face value shit of the internet. There's some really bad shit.
Yeah, all the
too.
All the toxic, angry people. Fighting over politics and worse, all that. You think of all that, but one time I made a girl spit up soda in Australia by telling a joke in a live chat room, and that means the internet is good to me, because like I made some girl in Australia spit all over her computer on a laugh, so it's all worth it. I don't care how many kids have to die. It's worth it.
I can't say I agree with that, but yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just think there's a big difference between you and me there, because, like, when you come in here, I'm watching you snap selfies of yourself. I don't take selfies, really.
Yeah,
I don't do that kind of shit.
I feel bad when I don't engage on my social media.
Stop it.
What?
You don't do it.
I engage on my social media.
You don't do it for them. Don't say you feel bad.
I got a fan base.
Oh, you feel bad about yourself?
No, I want the fan base to know.
You do it for your...
I want them to know I'm out here thinking of them.
I'm not saying this is wrong. I'm just saying that this is a difference between you and me as far as things we're interested in.
I'm interested in the fans knowing that I'm interested in myself. I think that's fair.
You do it because you like it. You love the attention.
I've seen you take a selfie before, Ben.
I have taken selfies before. But not as many as you take.
Oh, because why, Ben? Because you're jealous of my sweet boy selfie time.
Actually, it's true. I just don't look as good in my selfies as you do.
I was doing like 5 or 6 selfies earlier, and I didn't even look that good, but I needed to post something because I haven't posted for like 2 days.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The bandana is slightly askew. Thank you for pointing that out. The bandana is not upside down, though.
Billy does it for the people.
For the people. Every once in a while, you know, I got to take a goofy little selfie and hope that it does well. It's not validation, right? It's just, it's content, and I'm lazy. So selfies all you're going to get some days on the Instagrams. I would do butt pictures, but my butt's not that.
Please don't.
It's not that good. I don't have a good enough butt. Booty pics do big on Instagram.
Get booty implants.
I don't need implants. I need shaping. I was looking up skin surgery today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because
does that run you?
I have no idea. You have to go in and get a consultation, but it could be up to $20,000, which is nuts. It's not amazing.
Is it like, I wonder how they measure how much to charge you. Like how long it takes?
Yeah, it's gonna they can usually break down about 3 skin removal procedures in a 4 to 5 hour period, and most morbidly obese people need like more than 3 or 4. So we're talking like the same areas have to get redone as well after like 6 months.
And they can't do it all at once because I think that's probably dangerous.
They can give you about 4 or 5 hours worth of surgery, they say.
It's like safely. A tattoo session.
Yeah, except they're removing the skin rather than
instead of coloring it.
I should get them to just color abs on me and call it a day, right? I'll go to a tattoo artist instead.
You could be the human canvas, dude.
I was thinking of that, like doing a Kickstarter to pay for my skin removal, and then I'll have someone tattoo the skin first that's about to be removed.
And then stretch the skin. It out.
Yeah, because you can get the skin.
Oh, God, that creeps me
out. You can get tattoo skin like framed and shit, right?
That creeps me.
And I would sell framed flesh of my body to people in order for them to help pay for my my reconstructions.
It's brilliant, but it also freaks me out at the same
time. It's really gross.
Yeah.
It's really gross.
It's like some Ed Gein type shit.
Yeah. And I think some people would be into that. Buffalo Have a little Bill piece of history. Shit. Have a little piece of Buffalo Billy. Doom, doom, doom. Maybe if like the top donor gives like a majority of the money, I could make them a wallet.
Someone in the chat said Alki would buy that.
He might.
So what is there anything we're going to put on the table to at least try to make some goals tonight? Maybe we can think about it before we get into the real show.
I would say we could break out the weed, but I don't want to do that yet. I want to save it for 555.
Which is when? Next Saturday?
I think it's the 6th.
Okay.
I don't know if it's next or make the Billy Nomicon. I could actually make the Nom Nom Nomicon out of my skin. It could be a cookbook, the Devil's Cookbook.
Egghead wants me to get zapped for some reason. He's really weird.
Egghead's like, do a zap.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have the zap.
Yeah. Get Ben zapped, but make sure, like, let me know before he does it, okay? Yeah.
Ben and Billy cuddle, and Billy is the big spoon. I think that's fair. I think it's fair.
For how long?
We'll just pull the couch down and do the rest of the once we hit the mark, we'll just do the rest of the episode.
The goal has to be way higher.
You think?
Fuck yeah.
Oh.
Fuck yeah, it does.
That's great. Honk honk. Yeah, I don't know. I've been thinking about my overall health ever since I cut my hand open. I realize I'm not immortal.
When's the last time you've had a tetanus shot?
Fuck, I don't know. When I was a kid?
Oh, my God.
I stepped on a nail when I was a kid.
You should get a tetanus shot every 10 years.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
And tetanus is a fucking horrible illness to get.
Hmm.
It's usually fatal and it's extremely painful. That's why they recommend you get a tetanus shot once a year or once every 10 years.
Is it a Tetris shot?
A Tetris. Yeah, that's why you're so good.
Yeah. Yeah. Was Ben going to do the weed? I was going to do it, but then I would have to take a nap.
Let's both do the weed.
I don't want to do the weed.
What's the goal? Okay, what? Oh, man.
I want to save it for 555.
Okay.
That's our special day.
555 is probably going to be a really long show then.
It's going to be special.
Yeah, we'll have all kinds of fun shit. We might as well start planning that shit now then.
Yeah.
Because we have like a couple weeks. We have to do our Patreon movie review too. I guess we'll do the next installment in Egghead's Family's Movies.
The Tism Canyon series? I wonder if
we can get Adam to watch a movie with us sometime.
Maybe. I wonder if we'll talk to... He's going to be down here in April, so...
Yeah.
Maybe we can talk him into coming down beforehand and hanging.
Yeah, I'd like Adam's, you know, straight review of Egghead's dad's movies.
The Tism Canyon series?
Yeah. I know we've gone a long time without getting into the actual show, but that's fine.
I went to Chipotle today, and they didn't have large cups, so I'm having a baby cup here. I feel like a punk-ass bitch.
Oh, two more things, and then we'll get on with the normal show. So join the Discord if you haven't already, and if you're in the Discord and you'd like to possibly become a moderator or something like that, let a current mod or admin know. And they can talk to you about it and see. And then I was going to say something else, but I forgot. So I guess we'll continue on with the show.
Yeah.
He probably, sir, it got me so humiliated.
People are discriminating against wolves.
Wow. They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
And you better well learn to love it.
All right, so
it's a pretty big day.
Oh, because the report
Mueller reports.
Yeah, but has the info on it been made public yet?
No, not yet.
So here's, and I actually watched this last night on the Tap Private show, but not a lot of people saw that, so we'll watch it here too. Trump downplays chances of impeachment. In front of a helicopter, by the way.
God. I do want to take you to Washington, where the president just spoke moments ago to reporters on the South Lawn as he's heading to Mar-a-Lago for the weekend. Let's listen to the president of the United States.
I have no idea about the Mueller report. I'm going to Florida. We have meetings with the five Caribbean leaders.
You hear how it's fucking with the audio?
Yeah. He's got to do it on purpose, right?
I just wish they would do this, like, inside of a building before he goes out to get on the fucking helicopter.
Maybe they do it on purpose so when he says something stupid, it's not as, like, memeable because there's a sound behind it. I don't know. It's got to be strategic. I don't believe that he's just randomly doing this. He really has no time, and the press just waits out there like a freaking autograph session.
That'll be at Mar-a-Lago. We have a lot of other meetings set up for this weekend on trade. We have a lot of talks with China. And a lot of things are happening. We'll be doing it from Florida. And a lot of very important things are happening.
Yeah.
Look, you can barely even hear the fucking question that's
you
being
said
asked.
That Democrats are anti-Jewish and anti-Israel. Anti-Israel.
The Democrats have very much proven to be anti-Israel. There's no question about that. And it's a disgrace. I mean, I don't know what's happened to them, but they are totally anti-Israel. Frankly,
they are totally anti-Israel. Wow. What that sounds like he's saying is that the totality of Democrats are against Israel, which I don't believe for a moment. He speaks in hyperbole constantly.
Yeah.
I think they're anti-Jewish.
Okay, being someone who doesn't agree with the choices that the government of Israel makes does not make you anti-Jewish.
Well,
no, it doesn't.
It definitely doesn't, but they would like you to believe that.
Of course they would.
You know what makes you anti-Jewish? Posting online that you hate Jews.
Right.
And a lot of those seem to be Trump supporters, which cracks me up.
Yeah, because like a bunch of Trump's kids are Jewish, right?
Four of his five children are in a committed, if not married, relationship to a Jewish person and converting. And the fifth one is 12. He's probably already got Natalie Portman promised to him. Lucky little fucker.
I mean, that's what you do in New York. If you want to be a mover and shaker in New York City, marry your kids off to some Jews.
Yeah. that's mover and shaker Trump over here. He's done it.
Yeah, we're being very, very strong on the border. The number is enormous of people that we've captured, people that we've apprehended, but we're going to take care of it. We are being very, very tough at the border. It's just a continuation of the same witch hunt. They know it, and behind closed doors, they laugh at it. It's just a continuation of the same nonsense.
How do you know what they do behind closed doors?
They ought to go to work.
Because you can hear the laughter.
I like how he gets to say what they do
behind
the closed doors when he doesn't see them. Oh, they're laughing about it.
They laugh at us.
Huh?
They laugh at us.
It's a...
infrastructure done and get a lot of other things done instead of wasting everybody's time.
When he says infrastructure, he means the wall, which is outfrastructure.
I just wish that he would, you know, make the wall part of the Green New Deal. If the wall was all
a solar wall,
that'd be awesome.
It wouldn't be awesome. It'd be a waste of money. It would cost so much money to maintain. I mean, it would be out there in the elements. And I don't even know how much electricity it would really realistically generate. It'd be so expensive.
Yeah.
And how would they stop people from vandalizing it on the other side? I don't know.
I think you could stop people.
That was Trump talking out of his ass.
I think you could stop people from vandalizing it by having like killer death drones, right?
I mean, then you don't need a wall. What do you need the wall getting in the way of your drone line of fire?
It's for the solar.
No, it's not.
Maybe the wall could be nuclear. A big nuclear wall? You fuck with that.
Please
nuclear
say
wall?
It correctly. Say nuclear.
I can't.
That's not the correct way to say it, but a lot of people say it that way.
Nuclear.
That's how George Bush would say it.
Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Good old George
Bush. Three nuclear missiles coming your way, Saddam.
I can't wait for Trump's movie. You know how the presidents always get their own little movie after they're done being president?
Not always, but some.
Well, W had the one with Josh Brolin. Obama.
Sure.
Obama had the most interesting one of all. It was a love story between him and Michelle. Like, how does that come out like that?
I do remember he didn't play him by name, but he was basically him. John Travolta played Clinton.
Was it John Travolta?
Yeah, it was John Travolta.
Primary Colors?
Yeah, that was the movie. And he, like, knocked up a black woman or something.
Hey.
And that was, like, a big scandal.
I feel like that might have happened.
Yeah, no. That was that movie.
Well, I mean, it might have happened in real life.
Oh, I don't know about that. But I don't remember. There might be one, but I don't remember a Gerald Ford movie or a George H.W. Bush movie or even a Reagan movie.
Okay, maybe not. Reagan made his own movies, though.
Okay, whatever.
I just feel like we're going to get a Trump movie, right? I feel like that's inevitable.
I don't know.
There was a Nixon movie. There was...
Nixon was one of the most controversial presidents of the last century.
Probably ever.
Not ever.
You don't think he's in the top five controversial presidents?
Dude.
What?
You don't think it's controversial to take the country into a civil war? You don't think that's more controversial than saying you grab pussies and shit?
Well, the Civil War was controversial. Oh, we're talking about Nixon being the most controversial.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Then Watergate. Sorry.
Yeah, Watergate was huge. Yeah. Watergate was huge. I think.
I mean, Watergate was like breaking.
He actually
into
left
a,
office for it, though.
Of course, like he was going to get dragged through the mud.
Say what you want about the Civil War, but he championed through and won. Right? If he would have lost, it would have been really bad.
The Watergate was like, you know, it was a targeted break in on a Democratic election headquarters. That's what it was. So yeah, it was illegal, and Trump would have got raked through the mud, or not Trump, Nixon would have got raked through the mud through impeachment hearings and all that sort of shit. So he left, and he probably, who knows if he would have been removed from office, but he definitely would have, he would have had a tarnished reputation no matter what. So, I mean, but that's, I mean, there were more crazy decisions that a lot of people disagreed with that had to be made during the earlier days of our country, just because of it being more, just because of it being a different time and it being more of a fragile state in the early days.
You know who wasn't controversial? Martin Van Buren.
I don't know anything about him.
That's our 8th president, man. Star of the Pete and Pete Marshmallow Presidents episode. Yeah. Marty Van Buren's, dude. Big Seinfeld reference around Martin Van Buren. He wasn't controversial. He was wonderful. And he looked like a fucking absolute madman. This is the best part. Martin Van Buren, the world's sweetest boy president. Was he controversial? People are saying he's controversial now. And I put my part of the Van Buren boys. Yeah. Everybody knows about Marty Van.
Yeah. You know, Gerald Ford was the only person to be president and vice president, but not actually be elected for either office.
That's rough.
Yep.
He was looked at as kind of a dumbass too.
He was looked at as like clumsy and shit too, but he was actually a really good football player, but he played football for the University of Michigan. So there you go.
People are saying The Trail of Tears is Martin Van Buren's work.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
I didn't know
wow,
that.
Wow, what a quote from Billy the Fridge. Dude, our indigenous people have suffered enough.
I didn't know that.
Not only did you appropriate their culture.
I didn't appropriate.
Oh, you didn't know that indigenous people suffered?
And I didn't know I wasn't.
Is that what you're saying?
I didn't know I wasn't native either.
Is that what you're saying?
I didn't know Martin Van Buren did it.
I said the indigenous peoples of America have suffered enough, and you said
Texas
I didn't know that.
Texas Trail of Tears is Andrew Johnson. See, this is why we need more education in our schools, so I can be proud of Martin Van Buren.
Yeah, I thought it was Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, Andrew Jackson, yeah. Johnson, Jackson.
But I don't know.
That all sounds like a... Andrew Jackson sounds like a football player. I'm a big fan of Andrew Jackson's 1974 rookie year.
Sorry, King Neckbeard, if real history is less important to you than the Tonka Saw meme, I'm glad I'm going to be dead by the time your generation takes over.
Are you sure?
Yes. Well,
the advancement of medicine means you might have to suffer for decades, if not centuries.
I know. Fuck.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like Martin Van Buren. If you guys want to talk me out of it, this is your chance. Everybody in the patron chat, this is your chance to talk me out of Martin Van Buren. You can do it. You can do it. Put your back into it.
Here's one more Trump. Trump orders the withdrawal of additional sanctions on North Korea.
Didn't he just put them in?
Yeah.
Oh, Trumpy.
Yeah, he's folding like a little bitch because he bragged so much about getting, you know, this treaty and better relations with North Korea. And now this all hangs in the balance. Damn. So, yeah, he's polishing some rod. He is.
Rod Let's now Polisher. Bring in Gordon Chang. He's author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes
Damn
on
it,
the
Gordy.
World. So, Gordon, what do you make of all this?
This is really difficult to justify because essentially what happens is if this works and Kim Jong-un at the next summit says, I'm giving up all my nukes and missiles, then everyone's going to say the president was brilliant. But that's extremely unlikely because no country has ever enticed North Korea into good behavior over the long term. Not the Chinese, not the South Koreans. And President Trump would be the first in seven decades to do that. The other thing that the president has done is he's mortgaged his future to Kim Jong-un. He's put his future in the hands of Kim, because Kim now, if he doesn't reciprocate, can make the president look pretty bad. So, you know, this is a high risk move. No American president has ever done this before, and there's good reason why this is unprecedented.
Do you think that this is...
Yeah, he's just caving. And now we're just going to have to wait and trust that Kim will do what he's supposed to do on his side.
But if he does, good for Trump. But if he doesn't, like, maybe Trump knows something we don't know, right? He is the fucking president. We have to assume he's not completely fucking stupid.
Sorry, not going to do that.
Well,
potentially related to the ongoing trade negotiations with China. I mean, because as we just talked about, Mnuchin and Lighthizer going to China next week. So perhaps maybe the president wanted a cooling off period. I don't know. I'm trying to understand what the rationale could be.
Yeah, I know. That's a great question. And I sort of think that it's related in one sense. And the Chinese are going to look at this and say, look, you know, it's easy to get the president of the United States to lift sanctions. All you have to do is put a little pressure on him, because yesterday, about 12 hours ago, Kim Jong-un said he's pulling out of the liaison office in the Kaesong Industrial Complex. A little bit technical, but it's a little bit of pressure on South Korea and on the United States. And so what happens? Then President Trump removes sanctions on Chinese companies that were actually violating UN sanctions. So, you know, I think the Chinese are certainly very happy about this, saying that, look, we can pull his chain.
Gordon, this is Adam Leshinsky in California. I'm going to ask you a question that I fully disclose as a bit of a statement as well. What do you think it says to our allies and other countries around the world when the President of the United States makes...
This is like a rhetorical question.
...decision based on liking, their words, not mine, a brutal dictator?
I like him.
I don't know what to say to that question statement. You know,
they do look cute together, though. I like them together.
Leave it to you,
I
man.
I do. They look like a couple of fucking sweet boys. I know they're not. But what if they're perfect for each other and they make themselves better leaders? What if they see the faults in each other's stars?
It's really hard. As far as Kim Jong-un is concerned, it's hard to be a worse leader than he's already been.
Look at Trump smile at him. It's so cute. I don't know. Of course, I'm romanticizing this. And it's probably the worst thing in the world, but...
It is.
I don't... It could be the beginning of peace talks. And if they start feeding their fucking people and doing a little less shit because they're now in the public spotlight... Like, Kim Jong-un, he's got an American education, right? Like, didn't he go to, what was it, Switzerland for school or something? He went to a European school, I'm pretty sure. Like, dude's got some love for the Western civilization.
Yeah. He personally does. He just doesn't think any of the other people in his country should have access to it.
But now, if he's in the Western spotlight as something other than a bad guy, maybe he'll start wanting to open up his heart.
You're so fucking naive.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
because it shows that American foreign policy right now is very personal. You know, we've had presidents who've had very differing views, but they generally hew to the same American foreign policy. And one of the benefits of that is that countries have come to rely on the U.S. to ensure peace and safety in the world. When you have erratic U.S. foreign policy, of course, then countries are going to look to themselves. They're not going to look to the U.S. anymore, because they're saying, well, why are we going to say do this when the United States is just not making sense at all?
Gordon, it's Gary. It Gary here. A statement.
From what I see here, Kim Jong-un went to Kim Il-sung University.
Are you sure?
I'm reading it on...
I thought there was something about him going
to... It may have been his brother that was murdered.
There's the education of Kim Jong-un.
So from what I see here, when I pull up... When I pull up Kim Jong-un, there's like his alma mater, and it says Kim Il-sung University, Kim Il-sung Military University.
Okay.
It may have been his brother.
And I don't know. I swear I saw something else that he like went under a pseudonym or something.
Maybe.
But I'm not finding anything about it right now. I might.
Are you sure it's not his brother? His brother was originally supposed to take over, but he pissed off their dad before he died, so he gave it to Kim Jong-un instead. Yeah.
Kim Jong-un has a well-known love of basketball.
Yep.
According to the GQ interview, it began when a Japanese contact sent him VHS tapes of Chicago Bulls playoff games. Oh.
Yep.
He must love being friends with Dennis Rodman.
That's why he's friends with Dennis Rodman.
He must love it.
That's why he's friends with Dennis Rodman. He'd probably have Michael Jordan over, too, if Michael Jordan would be willing to do that.
Muhammad Ali went to North Korea. I wonder if Michael Jordan's gambling debts will ever get bad enough where he'll...
That first time that Dennis Rodman was in North Korea, he brought over a bunch of retired NBA players, and that's when he was on the news all drunk. He was on CNN all fucking wasted.
It says here Kim Jong-un attended Liebfeld Steinholzi School, a Swiss state school, as a teenager for 2 years. He attended the school under the pseudonym Pak Un. It is assumed he returned to Pyongyang when he abruptly left the school when he was about 17.
Oh, so it was like high school.
Well, state school, yeah. It says while at school in Switzerland, he received failing grades in natural sciences and received good grades in music and technical studies.
Weird.
He reportedly has a love for cheese and heavy smoking, which have likely led to his health and weight problems.
He smokes?
And eats cheese. He's eating that cheese, man.
Yeah.
He went to fucking school in Switzerland. He probably fattened up on them cheese balls. He probably had all that Swiss cheese.
I wonder how long he was there.
He probably loves fondue. I'd go eat fondue with Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump.
I've been to Switzerland once before.
I haven't.
Yeah, pretty nice. The part of the place in Switzerland I went to is like a very, like, it's like a smaller town.
Switzerland is set up on a mountain, right? And that's how they were able to stay neutral. Because
I mean,
there
are mountains in Switzerland that are everywhere, and a lot of places in Switzerland are at a high elevation. It's the, you know, it's the Alps, the Swiss Alps. I've been through that area because I went through like the Swiss Alps and all those areas the first time I went to Europe. But yeah, they never had to deal with a Nazi invasion, as far as I understand.
I heard it was the way that the hills were set up; they were well defended for any incoming intruder going up the mountain. It was strategically set up to ward off any oncoming attacks. And their ingenuity—they have fucking army knives with spoons in them. That's so smart, having a knife with a spoon and a fork on it.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's just a way to have a bunch of tools at your disposal without, you know, like, having to carry a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Sorry, my brain keeps turning
it's
off.
It's smart. Their watches are amazing. Their chocolate is delicious. Their cheese is impeccable. Is fondue a Swiss creation?
I think it is.
See, If any country in the world was better than our America, it would be Switzerland.
Yes, it is. It is from Switzerland. But no, I disagree with you. I like Switzerland, but there are other countries I like better.
Aren't all the Swiss or maybe Swedish women are like 6 foot tall blonde supermodels everywhere?
You know what's, dude? You have this weird idea. I mean, like, sure, there's blonde attractive women there, but it's not all of them. It's not like this mythical place.
I don't know. That's what everybody says.
I mean, sure, they exist, but it's not everybody. There's plenty of average looking people.
But they don't let them go outside.
Okay.
You can't get a day pass if you're ugly in Sweden or Switzerland. Okay. You gotta be Beautiful to walk out.
Sweden and Switzerland are very far away from each other, by the way. They're in different parts of Europe. And the thing about Switzerland is that it's totally surrounded by the EU, but it's not in the EU. They have a border that you have to cross to get in, but all the other EU countries, you can just kind of cross without having to check in at a border. But Switzerland isn't part of the EU. They still use their own money and everything too. Yeah, in Europe terms, they're far apart. Yes, you're right.
Because in Europe, everybody takes the train to like other countries.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Or there's really cheap short flights in Europe too. Extremely cheap.
Like a $13 flight to Germany?
Depending on where you're coming from, sure. Maybe if you're flying from like London to Germany. I don't know. I'd have to look it up. But yeah, it's definitely cheaper. Here's Londoners hit the streets to protest Brexit.
More than a million people rallied in the streets of London Saturday to demand a second Brexit referendum. It's one of the largest demonstrations in the UK in recent years, and it's the latest effort to halt Britain's departure from the EU, a process that's divided the country. Last Friday, EU leaders agreed to delay Brexit until at least April, as Prime Minister Theresa May scrambles to put together a new deal. CBS News foreign correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti has more from London.
It's one of the largest marches in recent UK history. Up to a million people expected to take to the streets today, calling for a second vote on Brexit. It's an unlikely outcome, but crazier things have happened in British politics over the past few years.
It was all supposed to be so different.
This Thursday can be our country's Independence Day.
In 2016, campaigners to leave promised separating from the EU would offer the UK independence, and along with it, economic prosperity. The idea quickly caught on with regions outside London left behind by globalization.
There is a movement worldwide to dial back globalization, and that's what you're seeing here. I think a lot of support for Brexit wasn't really about the EU.
Dialing back narrowly won, but enacting Brexit has proven disastrous. Fraser Nelson is with conservative magazine The Spectator.
I knew this wouldn't go well for them. I just knew it.
Well, I mean, I don't know if people who voted on it realized how little there was behind the scenes of the idea.
Those are questions that should be asked before they vote.
They should, but you can't expect the public to make good decisions when voting. They're not educated.
Okay, then they shouldn't be voting, according to you.
Well,
what's the fucking point of voting if they can't make a good, if they're not expected to make a good decision?
Because, well, that's the thing. The entire politics isn't based on educated people making votes. It's based on winning over the will of the people with promises that never go through. And that's how politics has been worldwide for the last 50, 60 fucking years, if not longer.
I don't care. You always do this. Well, that's just how this is, and that's how it is.
That's how it works.
Sure, but I mean, like, that doesn't mean that it's acceptable.
I mean, what else are we going to do? We're going to stop allowing change?
I guess
we need to start educating the fucking people.
Voting is pointless, according to you.
Well.
Okay.
Look what they did. They voted in Brexit, don't know how to fucking work it. They're going to have to back out of the entire thing because they don't know how to work a fucking Brexit. Airbnb, Brexit. Make an app for Brexit. It might work. I don't know. What they're doing right now is not going to happen. App. A little Brexit app. Can't do it.
Leave campaigners made this seem like it was going to be cut and dry. They sold voters a bag of goods that may be too good.
This guy,
English? They did think it would be easy. We're being very naive, and they've been shown just how naive they were here.
What began as a grand vision of British freedom became a constitutional crisis as Prime Minister Theresa May tried to please both sides of her minority government.
Prime Minister.
And hatch a divorce plan from Europe for
Welcome to Hogwarts!
Party would approve. How are things going?
Yeah, you dumb bitch! You fucked us all!
Much worse than expected.
Order.
Okay, well, I thought she was keeling over vomiting there. She fell back
as that
happened, I was like, oh, she's dying. Okay.
Wow, that's entertaining.
They cast a spell on her.
Man, C-SPAN in the UK is just way more entertaining.
Is this C-SPAN or CBSN?
I mean, well, C-SPAN is a network in the U.S.
that covers
all the boring government meetings that most of us would never watch.
You know what I love? C-SPAN 2. It's even more boring. It's the least important shit.
I love it when people prank those like call-in talk shows.
Yeah. I like local like town hall television channels. Yeah. Like, we go into the town halls here.
I think you fell in love with the McCrib girl.
Oh, yeah. She's a girl after my own heart. The McCrib?
McCrib.
Hold yeah.
After 2 years of negotiations, there's no agreed plan for departure.
What an epic shot of two
Prime
old
Minister
people
May's
talking.
Deeply unpopular exit deal has been
this
rejected
looks like Harry
twice
Potter, dude.
By legislators.
That's what I was saying.
But it's like everything does. There's a Lucha Libre woman in the
and
back
then,
there.
And then when they show the speaker, he looks like a fucking professor at Hogwarts. He really does.
Legislators, as the European Union watches on.
Is that Juventud Guerrero in the back there?
With businesses issuing dire warnings about food and medical supplies if a deal isn't done, the Prime Minister addressed the nation Thursday.
So far, Parliament has done everything possible to avoid making a choice.
She accused Parliament of betraying the will of the people. Meanwhile,
Brexit
EU leaders
Brexit.
Placed full blame
what
on the Brexit,
Brexit
campaigners,
mean?
Who promised so much, but so far have delivered so little.
I've been wondering what that special place in hell looks like for those.
Wow. Don't piss off a European man.
I've been wondering.
What was this guy's name again?
I think his name was the villain in Die Hard 7.
Donald Tusk.
Donald Tusk.
Where's he
what
from?
What a fucking name. What flag is that, Ben? You know the flags. He's the European Council president.
I can't see the whole flag.
He's the European Council president, Donald Tusk.
I see the European flag, but I don't see, where's he from? He's from Poland.
He's Polish? Reno says Tusk is French, but...
Oh, hold on. No, it says he's Polish.
Yeah, maybe he's Polish. You looked it up. You did the homework.
It says he's... Yeah, definitely Polish.
Yeah.
The name kind of threw me off, but yeah, he's a politician. He's a Polish
the president of the European Council.
Yeah. I guess he was the prime minister of Poland before, too.
There's a special place in hell.
Like, that's something you say in action film.
For 7 years, he was the prime minister of Poland.
Damn.
It's like for those who promoted Brexit... without even a sketch of a plan how to carry it safely.
Yeah.
And along with the marching here on the streets, an online petition calling on Parliament to scrap Brexit altogether has already amassed more than 4 million votes. The deadline to leave the EU was originally scheduled for March 29th, but in a sign of just how messy things have become, that's been pushed back by at least 2 weeks. Rena?
Jonathan Vigliotti in London. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you. Billy.
Yes.
What's going on?
I am talking to Manny in a DM right now.
Okay.
Manny says he made a Magic the Gathering deck for me.
Okay.
And the commander is Krovak's Ascendant Hero. And he has ability, other white creatures get +1/+1, but non-whites get -1/-1. He sent me a white supremacy joke in fucking Magic the Gathering form. Fucking asshole. I just got his message that said,
I made you a deck.
Would you like some Adderall?
I would. Can I?
No, I can't. I can't give you some.
Yeah, I've never had it before. I bet you it would fuck me up.
I think it would help you focus better.
It could.
Trump names top Dem opponents he'd love to face in 2020.
I'd love to face Beto. I could step on a counter better than he can. I could walk on any bar better than Beto could.
On all this, let's bring in Chris Wallace, anchor of Fox News Sunday. Chris, good morning to you. It was really something in that interview to see the president double down on his criticism of John McCain. Even in his death, he is defending that.
Yeah, and let me say, and John did very solid reporting there, but this long predates the revelation.
I'll tell
that,
you what. Okay, this is some of my expert intuition right here. This is the shit, you know, that stands out because I have the fucking Sherlock Holmes mind, right? I can break stuff down. Earlier, we had Fox Business Channel talking shit about Trump. We got Fox News Channel talking shit about Trump right now. They got wind of those Mueller reports, and they're bad. There's no way Fox double down turns on Trump this quickly. This quickly. Two Fox channels talking shit on Trump. They know what's in that Mueller report, and it can't be good. It can't be good.
Someone in the chat asked when we were going to bring the Discord peeps in. They will come in at the end of the news segment after we read Super Chats and Streamlabs and all that great stuff. But yeah, Trump is like, has said pretty much everything except for like just bluntly saying, I'm glad John McCain's dead. He's a piece of shit.
It's so fucked up. Like how?
That's basically, I mean,
that's someone in his own party. It's someone in his own party.
I didn't have to pay for his funeral, by the way. I gave him the one he wanted.
I gave him what he wanted. Didn't right. have to. I could have said no.
Right.
One of the McCain aides could have said he'd shopping shit. Out the report from the dossier to various groups. I was in a session with the president.
I could have threw his dead carcass into a wood chipper if I wanted to, okay?
Could have dumped him off the USS asshole right where we dumped Osama bin Laden.
Went off on John McCain. It just seems to be something that sticks in his craw, and he does talk about and criticize John McCain on a variety of issues, especially his vote against the Obamacare. And it wasn't a repeal and replace. That's one of the reasons that McCain voted against it. It was called a skinny repeal, which would have kept the issue alive, but didn't actually do anything to replace Obamacare. And in any case, the president does have a problem with John McCain. And even in death, as in life, he wants to talk about it.
Meanwhile, the president was also asked in that interview, Chris, about his dream 2020.
It's Dana. Gretchen Carr. No, no.
This is just
Megan Kelly.
No. Carbon copy blonde number 47.
Yep.
Opponent. Here's what he said.
I'd love to have Biden.
Love to have Biden. Love to have him.
That would be a fun one, though.
A good porno.
Biden versus Trump debates would be so entertaining.
I don't know.
Biden's crazy.
I think Trump versus Bernie would be more entertaining. Just because I like Bernie better.
I feel like, I don't know if Bernie could stand up to Trump's bullying.
Oh, man. Come on.
Do you think he could?
I would say so.
This is what worries me. When he was in Seattle and the Black Lives Matter girls came up on stage and he fell back,
those are black women. Those are not Donald Trump.
But the way he recessed, it was
Donald
like,
Trump represents like the type of people Bernie Sanders has kind of been against.
I want to see it. I do want to see it. I'm worried that he breaks under the bullying.
I guess we would see, but I don't think he would.
I like Biden because Biden, like, if Trump starts saying some dumb shit, Biden will double down on the dumb shit. Biden said some crazy shit. It's funny. Bernie would try and beat Trump at a mental game, and you don't want to go toe-to-toe with Trump on a mental game.
An interesting thing, too, it's like the two old guys from New York because Bernie's from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So.
Me and Donald Trump down by the schoolyard.
Yeah, Biden, no thanks. I would still watch it because it would be interesting. I think we'll try to cover them live.
Yeah.
I want to cover all those fucking debates live. All the Democratic ones where they all attack one another. And then later on, they support each other later, which is the weirdest thing.
I'd love to have Bernie.
It's like you just gave ammo to the other side.
I'd love to have Beto. I mean, Beto seems to be the one that the press has chosen. When I watch Beto,
I think so? Because when I watch the press, they all say Biden.
Well, it seems like Biden, but I think Trump, he did that whole big thing with Ted Cruz and pushed Ted Cruz. And he saw Beto versus Cruz up front, and it was so close. And all the Hollywood liberals were getting behind Beto. So I can see why he would think Beto has that extra push.
I just think he's full of shit. I don't think he really pays attention.
We could dream about that.
Bernie, Beto, Biden. Biden's not even in the race yet, officially.
Biden is in the race.
Look at all those bees. Bernie, Biden, Beto, Bischoff. Like all those motherfucking
Bischoff. Is he
Bam
running?
Bam Bischoff. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say again, he's got a B in his bonnet because all those guys have a B in their name. Look, I think the president feels confident. He's not a man who lacks for self-confidence. And I suspect he thinks that he's going to be able to handle anybody in the Democratic field. We're going to have a poll on Sunday. I haven't even seen it yet. It hasn't been given to us, and in which we do a couple of horse races, some of these potential candidates against the president. So we'll see how he does. I mean, at this point, it's just based on kind of name recognition and probably more a referendum on the president than it is a real choice between the Democrats and the president. But, you know, we'll get a chance to see just how he would do at this very early stage. Against some of the leading contenders on the Democratic field.
Meanwhile, some of those Democratic contenders are not going to be attending the AIPAC conference next week, at which many prominent Democrats will be speaking. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are on the list to speak. But these Democrats running for president say that they will not go. Kamala Harris is among them. Bernie Sanders says he will not go. Beto O'Rourke has said he will not go, although he doesn't say for any other reasons other than he's been...
Never heard of... AIPAC.
Oh, well, I don't know what it stands for. Who's Buttigieg? Have we seen Buttigieg before?
No, but that's a terrible name. No one's gonna like check the box next to that name.
Buttigieg?
They don't even have your buddy on here, the Asian guy.
Yeah, they don't have Andrew Yang. They don't have Tulsi Gabbard.
That's very
but
telling.
But we got Buttigieg and Castro. Yeah, it's telling. It's telling us those people are actually going to change the country.
Not if they get pushed to the bottom by the party. We'll see.
Well, those are the people we should be championing right now because they're not the status quo.
See, part of the problem is that the Democratic Party, both parties decide who gets to be in the debates.
These are the ones not attending AIPAC.
Yeah.
So maybe the other ones aren't here because they're attending.
Maybe. Why? Inslee.
Jay Inslee.
The egghead of governors.
Inslee? He's not that bad. He's been a politician my entire life here in Washington.
I call him the egghead of governors, and Billy's like, he's not that bad.
He's not that bad. He's not Senator Egghead bad. Nobody's smashing an egg over his head because of some comments he made about New Zealand.
Is he on the campaign
Muslims
trail?
Having it coming?
The president responded to this a short time ago en route to Mar-a-Lago, Chris, and here's what he said.
The Democrats have very much proven to be anti-Israel. There's no question about that. And it's a disgrace. I mean, what? I don't know.
Yeah, Democrats and yeah, we watched this earlier. There's no question about that. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
I wanted to say that.
Oh, yeah. We need a bidet to blow this shit away. Give me an AK. Bang, bang. Let my dang, dang hang.
Star athlete speaks out after photo controversy.
Time, Kate Riley at CNN Center. We're going to start with a sports story, which started over in Australia, but is making headlines around the world involving an athlete simply doing her day job. It all started with a photo of 21-year-old Taylor Harris, who plays for Aussie Rules football women's side Carlton in Melbourne. Well, the shot captured her... kicking the first goal of the game, and despite, however, involving an Australian broadcaster posting the image on their Facebook page. Well, a barrage of comments of a sexual nature were then posted.
I mean, the photo itself wasn't taken with that intention, I'm sure, but yeah, the comments should probably be moderated.
She's a boxer and an Aussie Rules footballer?
Yep.
That's awesome.
By online trolls, and the athlete said she felt as though she had been, quote, sexually abused on social media.
I mean, there's just weird people out there.
Ben, have you ever felt sexually abused on social media?
So much so that she features in a recent Nike campaign tagged Make the World Listen.
What?
This is my favorite feminist propaganda I've ever seen. It's way better than slam poetry.
But there's one picture of her in full flight, kicking for goal in the game between Carlton and the Western Bulldogs, has sparked a storm of control.
I mean, what? You don't even really see anything.
Are they going to tell us some of the comments? Because maybe that's the difference maker here. Maybe it's some horrendous shit that I never thought of before.
I can imagine a lot, so I just take it there, like, you know, whatever. You know that. You know how far it can go. But, I mean, she's kicking a football, right?
Yeah.
That's a powerful kick. And you can't see anything. I mean, it's just covered. It's covered just right.
Luckily.
Right?
Luckily.
Whatever. I mean, people are going to make dumb comments with or without a picture. I mean, I don't know what to say.
I know what to say. Show me the fucking worst comments so I can really tell whether or not this girl's been abused. Because I want to know if someone really fucking has the wordsmith capability.
She chooses her own threshold as to, like, what bothers her and what
if
doesn't.
If Ghazi responded and called her blue cheese because this, like, girl, your blue cheese is falling all out of them shorts.
I don't think
that's fucking sexual assault, Ghazi. Step back.
I don't think it's more insults as it's like, I want to fuck that kind of comments.
So it's lame fucking
probably
bullshit.
Probably. I mean,
it's embarrassing, and I maybe she should have somebody.
This just looks like, if someone showed this to me, I'd be like, you know, you caught her at a very revealing moment, you know. But it is the nature of how they play the game. I've watched Australian rules football before.
Are the men's shorts this short? Because I feel like we'd have a ball hanging out.
I mean, dude, you ever see old NBA games from back in the day?
Were the balls hanging out?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying they wore, like, way shorter shorts than they do now, and I'm just like, they had to have been wearing some tidy whiteies or something.
Like, when you said that, I imagined Wilt Chamberlain's turkey leg looking testicles hanging out of his shorts.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's when you said it, I was like, wait, did that happen?
Well, I was just going to mention the shorts and, like,
they're very short. Yeah.
I'm surprised it didn't ever happen.
Yeah, what's up with that? Maybe they have another layer of, like,
they probably have
tidy,
like,
whiteies.
Yeah, yeah, or something else like that.
I can almost see something on the side of her leg here that might be holding in. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
she's probably wearing underwear and shit.
Yeah.
Obviously, the image was posted by Australia's Seven Network, but removed because it was attracting comments of such an awful nature. Well, the comments were simply abhorrent.
Yeah, sure. Take the fucking photo down.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
I mean, putting this photo up might have been, like, strategically them saying, oh, look at that.
I don't think it was, but who knows?
This is a pretty...
It's hard to prove intent.
Like, there's like a cunt's hair away from being inappropriate. Right?
God. Yeah. I like that, how inappropriate the comment itself is. So, the men, they wear shorts, I guess. They're not, like, long shorts, but they're not, like, I don't know.
Is that bone?
Dude.
What's going on here? Why do these guys all look like they're friends with Logan Paul?
I've watched it before. It's like rugby-ish, but football-like at the same time.
This is the country that gave us Mad Max, right? So they don't give a fuck. They're like, yeah, let some balls or labes fall out. We don't care. Ziggy, zoggy, ziggy, zoggy. Oi, oi, oi.
I think I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're well secured, especially in a game like this. If it was a man, they'd be wearing a jock strap and probably a cup.
True.
So, yeah.
What do women sports players have? They have, like, a clam dam?
I have no idea.
Hmm.
I don't know if they have some sort of padding to protect their genitalia. They have the advantage of it being on the inside of their body.
They have, like, an airbag that deploys if they get punted in the front butt. you know, pops out like the tampon expands. I don't know. That's probably not it at all. That might actually be sexual harassment for me suggesting that. I apologize now for my comments.
One thing I noticed about the way they tackle both in like Australian football and in rugby is they kind of like run up to the guy and grab them and then like wrestle them to the ground.
It looks like it's starting out for a suplex.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, it looks like that. And in the NFL, they just turn their bodies into like missiles and shoot themselves at people. And I think that's the main reason why there's so much padding in American football, because they don't take any consideration for their own safety when they go in for these tackles.
Or maybe that's why they go in for those tackles, because they have the padding to protect them.
No, they added the padding after
people started doing that.
Yeah, because like the padding had to be updated, and even now they're coming out with helmets that are like more I mean, they have changed rules too, like helmet to helmet contact and stuff like that is banned. So they've changed a lot of that kind of shit, but yeah, like they've even had to like change the technology and the helmets the way they're made and shit.
Yeah, no, they're constantly updating, and they should be. Like, we're still going through all this head injury study.
Yeah, like, so they get neurological issues, and they get, like, Parkinson's.
And all these guys are donating their brains to the cause.
A lot of football players, a lot of, like, pro boxers.
Yeah, people who have a lot of head injuries.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting in about 20, 30 years where this really goes. But you think we'll just have robot football players instead?
I don't think that would be as interesting to watch. Maybe someone will try something like that. Do you know in Seattle we have what they call the Legends Football League, the Seattle Mist? Look it up on
Is
your
that
phone.
Women?
Look it up on your phone. The Seattle Mist. They started out being like kind of a goofy thing, hey. but now they're like more legit.
Oh, dude,
they wear like hockey helmets when they play.
This is awesome. Look like damn load warriors.
Yeah, it's women's full contact football. But here's the reason why they dress the way they do. It used to be the lingerie football league, and then now they decided to make it more legit. So now it's the Legends Football League.
Hmm.
And they, like, cities have teams, and they have, like, a bowl at the end. They've tried to go more legit with it.
We're about to have an XFL team, too.
Yeah, XFL. Well, that's way more legit than LFL.
Well,
LFL is, like, I wonder how many people actually go to their games and shit.
I met somebody at a wrestling show when I was doing ring announcing, and they were in town filming for the Seattle Mist, and they were like fans of mine from Chicago, and they came to wrestling like, yeah, we're in town filming for the Mist. We would come see you at wrestling, and talked with them, and it's a pretty big thing. It's still like, I mean, it's entertainment, so.
We've had this on the screen for a while. We should probably like
zoom in. I can see in people's profile pictures that may have said something, whatever. They've got kids, or they've got daughters, yeah, or women in their photos, even, yeah, and that is the stuff that I'm worried about. So perhaps this is an issue that might even have to go further, because what are these? If these people are saying things like this to someone they don't know on a public platform, what are they saying behind closed doors, and what are they doing?
I think that it's okay for her to talk about this, like using the word sexual abuse.
She's okay to, it's okay for her to be offended, but she can't, I mean, there's nothing she can do about it.
She
can talk about it. She can ask them to take the picture down. She can't stop fucking creep asses on the
internet.
She
might, though, by talking about it. She might be like, look, you got daughters. What if one of your daughters did a fucking missile drop kick and her twat fell out? How would you feel? Right, I think humanizing the act of somebody.
You think dealing with fucking insane people on the internet, the best way to deal with them is rationality?
I think it helps. I think a lot of people are insane because they don't think about the consequences, right? They don't bring it home. They don't associate
they don't
it with their
think
own children.
About the consequences because they don't want to.
Yeah,
you know?
Because they don't know any better, because they don't put it into perspective of their own freaking daughter. And this girl's over here like, they have daughters. Imagine if it was their daughter's butthole falling out on the middle of a rugby field. And you're like, oh shit, that's a good point. I feel like trash now. What if she was my daughter?
These people need to be called out by the AFL, yes, but also then taken further. Maybe this is the start of domestic violence. Maybe this is the start of abuse. And the comments that I saw were sexual abuse, if you can call it that, because
they were sexual abuse, if you can call it that.
It made me uncomfortable. So as soon as I'm uncomfortable with something like that, that's what I would consider sexual abuse on social media. So this needs to, whether it's Victoria Police, whatever it is, need to at least contact these people or some sort of warning, Facebook delete them. Something needs to happen, because we can talk about it as much as we want, but then
they'll just make a new account and come back. The police, I don't know what the laws are in Australia, but the police couldn't do shit here about people being perverted, unless they were like, I'm gonna come rape you or something like that, then yeah, then the police could do something about it. But if they're just like, yeah, I want to fuck that or whatever, we still haven't actually seen what the comments
were. That's why I said I wanted to see them, like if it was some real next level,
if it was a threat, they should be more specific in this story, you know.
And I still think that, like, you can get verbal abuse that isn't a threat and feel abused, even though you can't press charges or do anything legally about it. Having a platform to speak about it is perfectly fine, even if nobody's legally at fault. You could try and take the moral high ground here. I'm not telling her to fucking buckle up and toughen up because people are talking shit on the internet. If she has the platform to get on the radio and speak out against it, fucking do it. You know, maybe. A dozen people will change their.
How many people
even
actually
online?
Listen to that? I mean, now because it's on CNN. Yeah. I don't know.
Listening, and they're probably smiling about it that we're talking about it.
All right, but the act of removing the picture also attracted criticism, and Channel 7 ended up republishing it. Well, they then apologized by posting the following. We're sorry, removing the photo sent the wrong message. Many of the comments made on the post were reprehensible, and we'll work harder to ban trolls from our page.
I mean, it does seem like less work just to get rid of the picture. I mean, why was it necessary to have that specific photo of her? You could have posted another one. I don't know. It just seems like more work.
It was a pretty impressive picture. Like,
I mean,
that's a great
who cares?
Kick, and the fact that her vagina didn't fall out is impressive.
Why would her vagina fall out?
I don't know, man.
Harris's incredible athleticism, and will continue to celebrate women's footy. Kelly O'Dwyer is Australia's federal minister for women. On Twitter, she posted, Taylor Harris is a superstar. She should be celebrated for her talent and athleticism. As we celebrate any male footballer, I am disgusted by the trolling that has taken place.
Just imagine if that was a male footballer's picture and it was just a hairy bulge in the fucking damn unders.
I don't want to imagine
this. But, like, they would have never posted that, right? Because there's a bulge there.
I've seen photos of NFL kickers
with their
making that
donger.
Well, they wear long pants, so there's no... You're just going to... I mean, you can see a bulge, but they also wear, like, a cup and shit, so it looks even more pronounced. But yeah, I've seen them with their leg up in the air like that after delivering.
The cup
kind of
ruins everything, yeah.
I mean, it helps keep everything from getting
ruined.
That's
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, though. Like,
Okay. If Meds Peds wants to come on, Meds Peds can come on.
Yes! The old medical peddler. Like, do I feel bad for this girl? 100%. It's too bad.
I don't really feel that bad.
There's
worse things that could happen.
She's a boxer. She's a fucking...
There's weird people
Australian
on the internet.
Footy player. And she does a kick, and her fucking kick is impressive, but her damn hoo-hoo is, like, front and center.
Not really. I mean...
It's right there, right? It's like, on display.
Just
like,
because she has to put her body into a position that has to have that happen in order to deliver a kick the way it needs to be done.
But then you put the picture up and it's posted, and you should think that's an excellent display of sportsmanship and athleticism, right? You're like, damn, that's an awesome kick. And the moment everybody else is like, ha, pussy, ha. And that's fucked up. I feel bad for her for that because, like, you know.
I feel bad for humanity because there are people that retarded.
Meds Peds, you're a woman's view here.
I mean, even if I looked at the picture and I was like, oh, fuck you. Like, even if I looked at it that and I was like, yeah, I wouldn't leave a comment. I would just be like, fuck yeah, man. And then I would, like, go on with my day, you know?
How do you feel about this situation, Meds Peds, as a woman?
Wait, I don't know what's the situation. So what's my opinion? What's going on?
Just say, women's vaginas are.
She didn't watch the segment, so we can just move on to the next one.
Whatever you guys say, I agree. That's my opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry for the bad lighting. I'm not at my house.
Ah, we
I'm not seeing you guys. I'm just seeing.
Oh yeah, I'll share it. I'll share it here.
All right, that's cool.
But I don't know, like, she's not doing any harm by speaking out against it, is what I'm saying. Let her have her little grandstand here. This isn't a Jussie Smollett situation where she created a problem. She's just addressing something that's kind of questionable.
Oh, talking about this,
I'm like
girl,
a shadow person.
This girl's talking about how she feels sexually violated because someone, like a news website, a sports news website, posted this photo of her. This is after she kicked a football, you know? So.
That's dumb.
I mean, she has to get into this position to kick it the way it needs to be kicked. So, but like,
it's not like her lips are hanging out or anything like that. It's fine to me.
And I guess people were coming and leaving comments. They haven't showed the comments, but I'm guessing it's like catcall type comments. You know,
I can imagine so. I mean, I guess they could have gotten a slightly better picture, but I think it's a bit much to get that offended over that. It really is a kicking photo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a woman, what is the most offensive thing you could leave in a comment on this photo?
I hate it when people start any statement as a woman or as
a woman.
Yeah. Or as any. Type of
as a male, then Ben, what's the most offensive comment you could leave on this picture?
Let me get them loose. I don't want to say it. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I could come up with some offensive shit.
How about in all caps letters, you say "unshow vagine,"
unshow
vagina. That's pretty offensive. Right?
Hold on. Let me figure something out. I'm gonna see if I can find out. If there's more lights. I hate being a shadow person. I'll be right back.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, if you're a shadow person, only Madison will see you. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
The shadow person thing.
She showed me a picture of, like, a picture she took of a shadow person.
Okay.
It was like she was on a boat, and there was a reflection in the window.
Okay.
That's a shadow person. I'm like, oh, okay.
The things that we see are... the things that we see are just, like, what reflects light back to our eyes, so... reflecting a certain way can look certain ways.
As a sweet boy, how would I describe the picture? I would say this is an amazing show of athleticism by a sports star. I wish I could do this. You know, this is an achievement that any human being should be proud of doing. That's my sweet boy moment. My unsweet moment would be like, oh, if I didn't have a dick and balls, I'd kick that high too.
Antonovich leaving nasty comments below this photo.
He wouldn't do that.
Oh, man.
He wouldn't do that.
Misogynist alert.
Yep.
He wouldn't do that.
Where the fuck did I put my vape? How am I supposed to do a show if I don't have a constant stream of nicotine in my lungs?
You got a vape. Vape, Meds Peds?
I got a vape, yeah. Hold on, I'm about to look and see if it's on there. Thanks. Right. I'll be back.
So as a woman, Meds Peds says that, you know, this broad needs to toughen up, right? That's what Meds Peds said as a woman. She's like, this broad's a fucking lazy bitch. No, let's move on until Meds Peds gets back.
Someone Someone in the chat said DP is so SJW now.
Oh,
it's like if there's a segment and one person has an opinion that can be attributed to be SJW, now we are all totally SJW all the time.
How about this? How about you're the snowflake? This girl's just complaining about people talking shit on the internet. Like, that's why SJWs exist, because people complained about them on the internet. Why can't she complain about her pussy flopping out and have people talk shit? Why is it okay for you to complain about her complaining, but not her complaining about her people commenting about her pussy?
Seriously, like, and then I have Sargon on, and then all of a sudden we become right wing. I sold out to the right.
To be fair,
I'll see it no matter what happens. If we have a right wing guest, I sold out to the right. If we have a left wing guest, we become more and more SJW than ever before.
Did she suggest police action? Did she? I think she suggested it was sexual abuse, if you could call it that. She even said, if you could call it that. She was likening it to sexual abuse.
Oh, stop, dude. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
I think she was probably just trying to get more attention out of it, honestly.
Hey.
I think, you know, more publicity. I mean, she got a commercial out of it, right?
Was the commercial prior to this?
Wasn't it?
I think the commercial... You can't film a commercial that quickly.
I don't know.
That was a nice, well-done commercial. Aussie blokes aren't one to hold back. That's true, Aussie metal mate. Aussie dudes are sav. They are fucking savage. They're all Logan Paul's friend. Savage. And then I dab on them, I think. That's how it works.
Okay.
Yeah, this isn't actual news. This is Australian news, and they have an excuse to show this girl's.
This is
high
news
kick.
From a fictional land.
I wonder if the high kick was the thumbnail for this, and it's just driving views in, anyways. Everything is so sexualized for content these days.
You think so?
I know so. We sexualize everything, and then now we try to desexualize it while sexualizing.
By the way, guys, if you just tuned in, please like the stream, please share it. Tonight we are going to twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants for the post show. You definitely don't want to miss the post show, by the way, because we will be doing the individual segment situation. I've got two videos that we're going to watch. With some other stuff. We're going to watch some other stuff, too. And later on in tonight's show here on YouTube, we're going to do some stupid ads. Not the old format of stupid ads, by the way. We've moved on to dumb local commercials that people have been sending us. So,
I will give it back to you.
What happened?
Oh, Meds Peds is...
oh, okay.
She's vaping.
Sorry. So, I think I'm going to read the Streamlabs and Super Chats.
All right.
And then we're going to move on to the next segment.
All right.
And, well, before we move on to the next segment, I'm actually going to bring in some people that are in the general chat on Discord. And we're going to talk to them for a little bit.
General chat.
We'll see how this goes.
The common folk.
Let's take a look at Streamlabs. $3 from Greg for Billy's Keto Cheeto Fund.
I had some Keto Cheetos last night. I found some new ones, too, that are like they're from Twin Peaks Foods or something is what they're called.
Oh, cool.
And they come in a big jar. I don't know if it's like Twin Peaks, like the show, but...
But I mean, Twin Peaks happened around
here. It's like $25 for these protein Keto Cheetos. Like it comes in a big bin. I think I'm about to buy them.
Alfredo Jones, $2. Love you, sweet boys. Love you too, Alfredo Jones.
Love you.
Dragon in the West, $2. Billy, there's a place in Santa Monica that makes an amazing burger that's also keto.
Mm-hmm.
The Corner Burger, a third pound burger. One third pound Angus with cheese, bacon, avocado on an artisan bun with steak sauce.
How's the artisan bun keto?
You have to try it when you come back to L.A.
The corner. Huh. I went to the counter in L.A. Yeah, I have to try out the corner.
Got a big juicy cheeseburger.
Yes.
And keto's good too.
Jarvie Rost, 420. Going to hit Seattle for a few days next month. What weed shops do you recommend? I mean, honestly, I don't know where you're staying in Seattle. They're all mostly the same. If you go to two or three of them, you'll see basically every product that's for sale
if you
in
go,
the area.
If you go to the one near the waterfront, near the pier, there's a place called Urban Legends, like Urban Legends.
Oh.
That's a fun one. It's got a bunch of art and stuff that's local, Seattle, and they'll do you right. You might see a deranged pit in there, too. He goes there a lot.
Oh, let's see. Josh New Point oh, $5. How are my favorite sweet boys doing today? We're doing great, thanks.
Other than the fact that I cut my hand on avocado. But yeah.
I did a lot of exercise today.
Ben's
like,
hurting.
Like an hour and a half of exercise.
I'm hurting.
Manny, $5. Make the Billy Nomicon. Yeah, we saw that earlier. Dragon the West, $2. You think Trump would suddenly end the interview if they had to shut down the helicopter turbines? I don't know. I don't know why that has to happen so often.
Maybe he does that so he can pretend he didn't hear a question he doesn't want to answer.
Fidel Castro, $3. I think lifting sanctions on North Korea is a good thing. Okay, well, people have differing opinions. I don't know. I guess we'll see how good of a thing it is. We'll see how it plays out. Wiki Joker subscribed on Twitch Prime. Thank you, Wiki Joker. And yeah, but we'll see you guys on Twitch after this episode is done. Chris Xavier, $5. Trump didn't do nothing. Okay. Regina Starr, $5. Manny, $2. Who's your favorite wrestler? Mine is, I mean, of all time, Macho Man Randy Savage. Active?
Active
Fuck,
right now?
I have no
My
idea.
My favorite wrestler right now, active, is Becky Lynch. I love Becky Lynch.
I guess I'd probably have to go with, like,
Daniel Bryan's really good, though. He's fucking killing it right now.
I'd probably have to go with, like, Kenny Omega or something.
It's good.
If I just go on by skill. But I don't see as much of him because he's not really mainstream.
He's about
in
to
the
be.
U.S. In AEW,
AEW,
though.
AEW is about to blow
Man,
up.
Man, we'll see. Jim Ross is jumping ship and going over there. Yeah, we'll see.
It's an interesting time right. to be a pro wrestler.
Well, I'm just going
to
bring them in. Well, this next guy that I brought in, he's the only one that I'm going to bring in that has a theme song. So here it is.
Oh, oh god damn it. No.
The Egg Head Show. Ah!
Ah, the Egg Head Show, guys. Oh, the Egg Head Show.
What, Egghead?
I couldn't hear you
talk over the sound of your awesome intro that we just played.
Yeah, your audio's awesome spurging intro. Out.
I saw somebody take your profile picture in Discord and put it on the head of a My Little Pony, and it looked like it really fit. And they put ears on it.
Was that a request from Egghead?
Yeah, did you jerk off to that, Egghead?
Did you request that in Creamsicle's Discord server before you got kicked out?
Fuck you. I am not
Did you get kicked out of his Discord server for being too creepy to the other furs?
Wow. Being too creepy in Creamsicle server?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Egghead was asked to leave because he was too creepy.
Egghead, can we get a
server.
Bathtub update? People in the chat are asking for a bathtub update. Can we get a picture of the bathtub?
No, because I'm still working. In fact, I'm
okay, can we get
oh
it?
Oh my god.
It's not
we
fair.
Should do like, you should open up a P.O. box and all you're going to get is a bunch of bubble scrubs and shit to clean your tub.
Boner alert!
The Harlem Globetrotters were in town this week, so the bathtub's extra dirty.
Oh shit.
Oh.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying they stopped by Egghead's house to take a shower.
And why are they dirty?
Because of all the sex juices on them.
Oh. Okay.
God damn it, Billy.
What sex juice is from what, Billy?
From having multiple orgasms with Egghead's beautiful woman.
Fill up the tub.
What role does Egghead play in this whole thing?
What role? Well, Egghead sits in the tent, and he's what you would call.
Does he come out and help at any point?
No, he's benched. Egghead's benched the entire time.
Egghead, is this right so far?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was on point here. I guess I'm wrong.
I'll bring in these
bitch.
People. So all right.
Kerr's a bitch.
Yeah.
Kermit's a bitch.
So, I'm going to bring you guys in order like this. So, yes. How's it going, guys?
Oh. You're what on up, with my dude.
Yeah, you're on with us and an egghead.
The egghead. Yep.
Look at that. How do you guys feel about that lady who was kicking and had her unfavorable photo posted?
They look so good.
As men. As men.
Oh, wait. Men. Sorry, men. I forgot every opinion I had to be about men.
Yeah.
Damn it. I'm glad someone had to remind me.
You have to announce your status beforehand because that ultimately affects your opinion. Man. Keep that in mind.
Well, right?
I'm glad you reminded me. I might have forgotten.
Because I don't have a vagina to show off mid kick, so I don't know exactly.
Billy, you've got a vagina. The more you lose weight, you've got loose skin.
This is a vagina.
You just gotta find a fold and go to town, man.
I got a good looking penis right now, guys. I don't want you saying I got vaginal crevice down there. I got a solid looking penis.
Oh yeah,
mine always been saying pain. About down
Did
there.
Did they strike a nerve?
I'm just talking about like all over hair curls, and they can be extra vaginas too.
You know? Yeah, you could get obscure like pubic nipple hair.
Did you guys hear about the horrible leaked video? That of Billy that came out recently.
It's not a horrible video.
Was it the one where he says the N-word?
Interaction with the so-called very much legitimate
Billy. I saw that video.
What's his name? Fucking dickhead Billy, Christian Church.
I don't like it.
You know that's totally 100%
too naughty
real.
For the actual show.
I don't think Billy likes black people.
No. Billy totally went after the ye olde Christian Church of propaganda and was 100% legitimate. That's why it came out.
I just don't like people making fake videos of me saying things I didn't say. That should be criminal. That is the real sexual abuse. Is when you turn
I agree.
Me saying Arnold Schwarzenegger into something fucked up.
That's what they did with Christian.
Someone's got a really bad ground.
Yeah, I hear some technical, or audio problems.
Chris Chan straight up dropped the bomb. He was like, pickle suited.
Oh, just wait.
he must hate Rick and Morty.
I have to admit, I'm so happy I resubscribed to like the Patreon / Subscribestar because the Chris Chan episode. That was more beautiful than I ever expected.
Did you watch both of them? Good. Did you see the second one?
Yeah, I only recently resubscribed because I like did the whole like I'm morally avoiding fucking Patreon because I'm a dickhead.
I'm stoked that
you did the like subscribe stuff, Ben. I seriously am, and yes, I'm even happier now I've seen that. Like, cause what the fuck?
Yeah,
it killed me when Liquid Chris was like, "Yay!"
Liquid Chris!
It killed
that
me.
That dude is my hero. I want a tattoo of him.
I love that guy, dude.
Yeah, Liquid Chris. That's pretty amazing.
Liquid Chris?
Yeah. You don't know about that?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Christian. I'm behind. Mets. Forgive me.
No, man. You need to understand the miracle that is Liquid Chris.
Yeah,
that's right.
Liquid Chris. Yeah, he also did the music for the documentary that was an hour long. Not the
oh shit,
continuous
really?
One.
Yeah, he did.
He's also dude. It's so funny because his name is Chris.
Actually and he's actually legitimately the more successive version.
Yeah, he is. He's going for research too. He's trying to do that stuff. So it's weird.
Yes. Yeah, we're gonna cut these guys loose for a second here, kind of move them back in. I'm keeping Egghead in here, but I have us. Well, actually, I'll put Egghead back. I'll bring him back in later. Thanks for being on, guys. I'd love to keep it going really long, but there's a ton of people in here, and I have to kind of get to everybody, I guess.
We got to be fair and share.
Yeah. And I see a whole bunch of people in here. I'm gonna try to get to all of you. I'm gonna try my best. So I guess it's time to move into crazy people, right?
Yes.
I suppose so.
Yeah. I'm just gonna play random one of the two. Oh shit. Violent.
I have not seen this yet.
Violet's asking for more Craigslist ads. I don't think those exist anymore. I think there were laws passed that got rid of Craigslist personal ads.
I heard there's another platform they came onto. So
maybe it'll be gone eventually, right?
Yeah. Egghead said this is a pretty shit intro, like actual shit. I thought everybody liked it.
Yeah, Egghead, I liked it.
Shade.
Maybe because he's not in it. Should somebody put Egghead in there with the Harlem Globetrotters?
I think that would work good.
Yes.
Yeah. Just stick it right at the end, real quick.
Egghead's like, no, we don't want that. This intro is shit.
No.
I actually like it.
Right? I thought it was fun too.
Why doesn't he like it?
I don't know.
Is he in it or something?
I don't think he is. He wants to be in there with the Harlem Globetrotters, they said. He wants to be in there asking for an autograph on his bed sheets. In the form of ejaculate fluid. Uh-oh. Oh, no. In the year 2018, 8 moron masters emerged from the taint of the internet to burp out FET-ID verbal diarrhea under the name Jared Genesis. If the 8 moron masters are vanquished, their creator Jared Genesis might stop broadcasting his stupidity, get a job, quit freeloading off of his parents. Put a clean shirt on and hopefully stop neglecting to put a sheet on his bed like a fucking savage. Jared Genesis. Is that a Power Ranger? Green Ranger, beat down.
Yeah. Yep.
Bitch slap or beat down. Press stop. All right, so the Green Ranger. Does the Green Ranger got beef with him? Oh, they're all different versions of Jared Genesis. And
Rape Threat Man.
Involuntary Celibacy Man, Dunning-Kruger Man. Caloric Surplus Man. Oh, no! Piss stain on his drawers? Icky.
Yes.
Hey guys, so there's someone I've been meaning to talk about.
Your hair looks way, way, way fucking better here than it did recently. I mean, I know that's not saying much.
His room looks so much worse.
I mean, not really.
He can't even
that much,
close his drawers.
Yeah.
Familiar with this guy, Pelek, or Peleke. Sorry, I always call him Pelek. It's Peleke.
Oh, God.
So Jared's about to say he can sing just as good as this guy, by the way. This guy's singing Holy Diver, I think,
Diver, yeah.
By Dio.
Mr. Fancy Man, you know, doesn't have his...
Mr. Fancy Man that sings good.
There's millions of subscribers.
He's Norwegian, though, I think.
His beautiful voice.
And, yeah, this guy, I mean, look, man, like I said...
To not show his dirty room.
He's got a good
videos.
Voice on him. But, I mean, for real, though, he needs to get gains. Like, it just needs to be said, that guy is skinny. You make entire living just making videos. It's so stupid. You know, there's people like my dad who slave out there every day.
Oh, the one you threatened to kick the shit out of on a live stream?
The man you don't respect because he threatened to take your computer away for being a brat? Okay.
Love it.
This guy gets overworked and doesn't get paid for it. He's a TV repair guy, and he gets paid barely anything.
His dad's a TV repair guy?
Like
apparently.
You know, who sit on their ass.
That's really bad in an era where if your TV breaks, you just buy a new one. Yeah.
I know, like, for a giant one at this point.
Jared, get the fuck off your fat ass and help your father by getting a job, or is that the same?
In a way,
away?
I don't blame him. Wanting to try to beat the system, you know, to where he doesn't have to get a real job. I can understand that, because I'm not about the 9-to-5 life.
Obviously.
Clown yourself, Pilecki.
Yeah, so he talks about he doesn't appreciate this guy who sings on the internet for a living. Because his dad works a normal job and doesn't make a lot of money.
Of fixing TVs.
Fixing TVs, but he wastes his fucking time. Yeah, he wastes his fucking time making videos on the internet and doesn't make any money when he can get a job and help his dad, since he lives with his dad currently.
Maybe he keeps his room messy.
What a fucking idiot.
Maybe this is strategic. He keeps the room messy so his dad won't ask him to leave, because if he leaves, he's going to have to clean the room up to rent it out. And he's like, okay, we'll just let him live in the trash heap. It's so gross. I don't want to deal with it. Let him stew away inside of it. I don't know.
Is he aware of just the irony of even making this video, though? Complaining about someone making a video. Oh, I don't know.
I like whoever made this video, because they're like kind of pointing things out I might even miss. Like,
it's very funny.
Yeah. You know, if you go to this guy's channel, if you go to this guy's channel and look at like the dates of when his videos were made, he'll wear the same clothes like 3 weeks in a row. Like three weeks in a row without changing his clothes. I guarantee you his underwear isn't being... is it being changed?
Terrible.
I don't know why that didn't play.
Talk about swamp ass.
Oh, fuck yeah.
P.T. Ham.
I don't know why that didn't play.
Terrible.
Did you not hear that?
I didn't hear it, no.
That's weird.
I didn't hear it either.
Terrible.
Oh, I see why. I fixed it. Yeah, that is... I don't know if you mean Jared is terrible, but yes, you're right.
It's a joke now, and you know it, dude. And I'm being hard on you because I love you, buddy, and I want to help you. And you need that good smack in the face. You know, there's an old saying, with a smack in the face still comes the caress when it comes back. You get smacked hard,
is that the
but
old
then you
saying?
Get caressed.
Yeah, I've never it's heard that old saying. Oh, you're the best of
I'm telling you this because I love you, Pilecki. Your shit's a joke now, buddy. You need to change your act.
Change your act, dude. Making out with a woman on a red carpet. It's fucking lame, dude.
Yeah.
Live in a shithole room in your dad's house instead, you fucking loser.
Yeah, you need to get to the level in life where your drawers are so full you can't even close them. That's where you need to be in life.
Medical peddler. As a woman,
yes.
All right.
As a
would
woman,
you rather be on the red
every
carpet,
time I say something for the rest
you,
of the show, I should say it that way.
Would you rather be on the red carpet making out with this guy or sitting in Jared Genesis' shit bed? As a woman.
As a woman.
Yeah.
God, I don't know. They're right there, you know. But I guess I'm probably gonna have to do the red carpet just because I probably couldn't deal with the stench of that room, because it just looks like it smells really bad in there.
You made Jared Genesis look like a total fool with that answer.
I'm sorry. I mean, he'll be all right. He might like yell at me on live stream, but I'll be fine.
Will he be all right? Isn't he on week 4 of his papa taking his computer away?
Yeah, I think he is.
He might be dead.
He might be in jail.
Yeah.
With me, you know, because I don't have relationships with women, I don't really have sex.
I don't know why.
Ah. This is, like, pretty lame. Like, watching this guy with a girl at the fucking whatever award show. Is he Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, or some incarnation of it.
It's pretty lame to put any sort of, like, successful man up against Jared, because you don't have to, right? Jared cucks himself. You don't need this alpha male to, like, expose every cool thing he does on private jets with jetting through her privates, you know?
Yeah.
It's you just got to show Jared in his garbage room with his garbage bed and his garbage brain power with garbage ideas drizzling out of his fucking numb skull.
I will try to make some videos too of myself singing. So for all of you who are saying, I'd love to see you do better. Hey, hey, you know what I'm saying? I think
he's doing pretty well.
I want to see right. Jared sing now.
I think they just demonstrated that he's doing pretty well. They showed a lot of things that made it seem like he's doing really well.
But we gotta see Jared.
I'm gonna be real. Like, I don't usually front like this, but I think I could sing better than Pelleke.
Then do it, man. Have the.
He could sing better than him and still not be
in another dimension.
Him. Still wouldn't be better than him.
In a universe of infinite possibilities.
In a
he
universe
might be able
where,
to sing better than
where,
him.
Where status is defined by how stink your room looks.
I didn't even know who the guy was before I watched this video, but I
yeah,
don't think
I have no idea who that was. I thought it was Jared Leto for a second there.
I don't think Jared could what? He's gonna sing Green Day. I don't know how much of this I want to play, because, like, it's playing Green Day, but look at him here.
I don't know you, but I think I hate you.
Oh,
yeah. He's got to be a troll.
Well.
I refuse to believe that he's not a troll. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
He's not.
Thank you.
Look at his Ninja Turtles, man.
Who's the gentleman in the back there?
It's a very elaborate troll, okay?
Is that supposed to be Casey Jones?
As a
Jones?
Woman, he's a troll.
Okay, as a woman. I think he's trolling. I think he's trolling too.
As a woman, you think he's trolling?
Yeah.
You're the reason for my misery. Strange how you become my biggest enemy.
Maybe he's a.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Oh my god, this isn't even that impressive.
No escape from
this is layered fucking singing with reverb. It's not that impressive.
Yeah.
He was singing with multiple
multiple layers and the reverb and everything. It's so like
harmony.
Yeah,
multiple
it's, but it's his own harmony and there's so many effects on the microphone. If you want to show an impressive clip of this guy singing.
You always have to play the other side, don't you?
I'm gonna play
you
both sides.
Have to.
He's obviously a better singer, but I think you actually
obviously,
do have a point,
though. But like,
reverb
you should have
and all those effects on someone's voice, anybody can sound good with that. So they should have showed some raw footage of him singing if you wanted to make a comparison.
Yeah, that would have been a great point to prove. Okay, this is impressive.
It sounds like he's belching.
Yeah, how he belches this long in a fucking room where there's obviously bugs and stink nuggets flying in and out of the air particles. Like that would give me strep throat trying to do that in this room. So I'm impressed actually here. Good for you. Good for you, Jared Burpuses.
Gutturals, he's got it.
When everyone will die.
There you go. I'm
he's
not
tearing
impressed.
Up his throat.
I'm not impressed. That's exactly what I would have done is coughed and horked and vomited under the bed, which surprisingly has some sort of sheets over it today.
He's inhale screaming.
Yeah. He's in hell screaming, and we're in hell listening.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I can't do it either.
Mama,
he's definitely better.
Of course he's better.
Yeah, duh.
Me farting out of my butthole's better than that singing. I got some bellowing farts.
Help just call. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch
I mean, his song choices are impeccable. Not.
I know.
I love some Chippendale.
Mm-hmm. All right. They're just going to keep comparing them. Okay.
What is going on here?
I don't even want to know. At least his walls look cleaner there.
Someone came in and hosed them off.
Dude,
as a woman.
This is going to blow your mind. This is a relatively new video.
What's up, guys? We're here at the Desjardins Sanatorium. I'm here with Christine Weston Chandler.
Yo. Yeah.
Okay, Chris Chan. And we're going to be exploring this place, searching for ghosts.
Ruff-a-low.
And it's going to be pretty epic, if I do say so myself.
You think you can squeeze through
That's
here, Christine?
A beautiful young lady.
I can manage.
All right.
Up. You're caught. Uh-oh. There you go.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
No way.
It's a crime.
Nice job. So there's a bunch of different levels to this building.
Why is she dead, people? I think the ghosts are coming after me.
Oh. This is very interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Isn't this gross. Trespassing? You probably shouldn't
if it's abandoned,
crime.
If it's abandoned, with no breaking and entering, they're just entering. I feel like there's some moral gray area here.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it could be trespassing, right? But if there's no signs posted and stuff, you could probably make a case for it.
So is this terrifying?
It's gross. Like I'm Christian, I feel sick to my stomach.
Quartz, lightning quartz on my wrist. It might take more than one try, but I'm able to do it on the first try oftentimes. But I'm gonna make it right in here.
Should I stand back?
Sometimes it makes more one. I can do this. Now I can do it.
What are you trying to do?
Try to make it light.
Oh, fuck. This is awesome. We need more film crews on Christian.
Yeah.
Christine.
This is what I've been saying forever. Christian needs to make videos like this.
No, I mean, we'll do it. There it is.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's a nice picture, just with all the balloons there. My balloon. I like this picture.
So this is a Desjarnet Sanatorium. It's where Joseph Desjarnet did his work. He's known for being a pretty famous eugenics doctor, and he's known to still roam the halls as a ghost.
Chris Chan does not know what the fuck eugenics means.
If eugenics was real, I would have never been born.
Oh my God.
Long ago. His name was Joseph Desjarnet.
Joseph. Hello, Joe. What do you know? I've met ghosts, so yes.
I've met ghosts. That was a ghost in my pussy hole. This way.
The next floor.
I'm trapped on the top floor. I'm trapped on the top floor.
This isn't the top floor.
Sorry,
how'd they get here? No
Obama. Did that sign say
no Obama?
Did that sign say I'm trap porn on the top floor?
Did that say that?
I thought it said I'm trap porn on the top floor. No Obama. This ghost is a fucking MAGA ghost.
Yeah.
What do you think about our current administration?
Trump sucks. That's enough said right there.
For you think so?
With anybody, but I know that they're replaced by Lisa Simpson in 2000 after the dimension merge.
Oh, by Lisa Simpson will be the next.
Since 2000 after the dimensional merge.
Lisa Simpson will be president after the Quickville Earth dimensional merge.
Weird.
Earth 37.
Let me do this.
President?
Yep.
Oh, okay. You think everything in cartoons will come true?
It's all. Everything that's already been presented on media has already come true in the sense over there in our sister dimension, C197.
Oh, okay.
But as for future determinations, that's still to be determined. You know, the swastika used to mean good luck.
All right, here it says, Joseph, come out.
We gotta get an abandoned fucking building and just tag it up with like Chris Chan memes and then take Chris Chan through it. But Chris Chan, what do you think about this one here? It's a pickle? Oh, I do not like pickles.
I don't really want him to come out, to be honest, because he's dead and a ghost is a little scary.
Oh, you only scare ghosts because you don't have much knowledge about them.
Oh, my mistake.
Oh. Wow, Chris Chan laying it down.
You're only scared of ghosts because you don't have much knowledge about them.
Calling them stupid. Look at that.
The Chris Chan don't give a
Chris
fuck.
Chris Chan's got to be like 38, 37, 38 years old. I wonder how old these guys are. They look like...
They're probably in their early 20s,
yeah,
college students.
That's what it looks like.
I think you hear something.
I'm going to go this way.
Yeah, I feel something.
All right, here, let's go down.
At least I got good cell reception in here. I'll give you that.
Pods for sale. Is there a pod dealer in here?
Got some people.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's there?
Hello?
We're friendly.
We're not ghosts.
Can you hear us?
We're not ghosts.
We're not ghosts.
I think we're ghosts.
Don't worry, guys. If anything, Magic Chance Sonichu has us protected. Follow my lead. Oh, we're calm.
Sonichu has us protected.
Sonichu does protect.
I don't want to do that. It's clearly professionally boarded. Look at this.
It's a mess, all right.
It's a mess, all right. I've seen a few of these in my house.
We mean you no harm, spirits. As long as we don't bother them, they won't bother us.
Look at this.
Oh, yep. Really?
That's how ghosts work.
I love how Chris Chan's the spirit guide here.
I mean, no disrespect or dishonor. We're just
absolutely
chronicling.
Not.
That's my mother. Heyo.
Heyo, mother.
Bye-bye.
I'm just friending around with the college
boys. That
was
just my mother calling me. Y'all's mothers were concerned about yours as well. Y'all, when you were... I mean, no offense. Thank you. You know what's weird? I kind of got a similar... This reminds me of after that house fire in 2014 at my home. And entering and exiting all the time. So it's like I kind of entered familiar territory with the way everything is around here.
Yeah, for sure. I remember that. There's some nudity on this wall.
Jeez.
I'm familiar with that sort of artwork.
Yeah, he's drawn artwork like that.
I drew that of my sweetheart.
I mean...
It
was his friend Megan.
Megan. My sweetheart, Megan. I drew that for her.
Around the spooky trails.
Humping around the spooky trails.
Thank you all for your hospitality, our phantasms of the spook. May you all rest in peace. Continue to rest in peace.
I wonder who those people were.
Yeah, I don't know. We might have scared them off because they didn't say anything to us.
Yeah, thought we were ghosts.
That's the difference between knowing and not knowing. That's the difference between knowing.
That was great.
And
it's unfortunate how closely I looked to Christine
Weston
Chandler.
I don't believe in any of that. It was fun.
Who was there? Does it confirm whether somebody was there or not? You hear footsteps, but was there actually people? Or was it the spirits?
It could have been the spirits, man.
I was not known until I always learned. So seek your knowledge and learn. Well, keep a cool, calm head.
Did anyone else catch that misgendering right there? Wow.
Ouch. It's
called
good this
a man.
Is Macho Man.
Welcome to Jam Rock.
It's ma'am!
I know you said Ted Bundy is going to be coming back in the merge as well.
In this Sonichu form, eventually...
Ted Bundy is coming back in his Sonichu form?
Ted
Bundy the murderer?
My head is exploding right now.
Imagine kind of being like raped and murdered by Sonichu.
Why does
Ted
Bundy get to come back as in Sonichu form?
I don't know. And where?
And since
I don't want to be in this location.
No.
He definitely made sure he mended his ways. I assure you that he's a good guy.
Okay.
I assure you, Ted Bundy in Sonichu form is a good guy. Don't kill. Killing is not so good.
And Christine, you can see why some people might think that the whole Quickville stuff, that like it might just be part of something that you drew and it might just be in your imagination.
Oh yeah, no. We create something.
Oh yeah, no. No. Sorry, shooting that down. No.
It's up there. It's not imagination. We literally have psychic connections and links to right over there. Kick it again. And I missed. There you go.
Oh, fuck you.
Hi, Mom. Checking in. I don't know if you wanted to wait till after I got home to fix dinner or whatever. We'll see you later. Love you.
Let's do a beatboxing contest, okay? I'll go first. You ready?
This is so wonderful.
Turn. Christine.
Boom.
Oh my god.
This is just the gift that keeps on giving. I love this.
Christine on the mic.
Oh no.
My eyes are burning watching this, but...
Oh yeah, I got one more.
What if you were trapped on an island with Chris Chan?
I'd kill myself?
I wouldn't kill myself. I'd kill Christian.
I would just wouldn't want to be on the island at all, but that would just be the cherry on top that pushes me over the edge.
And I wouldn't
as a woman.
I wouldn't kill Christian,
as a woman.
I wouldn't kill Christian. I would just take all the resources for myself. And Christine Weston
Would
Chandler.
Would you kill Christian and eat Christian?
Would you kill Christian?
Do you love Christian?
I wouldn't kill Christian. I would just make it impossible for Christian to survive.
Which would, in essence, kill Christian.
Not really. Just because I'm a better survivor? Survival of the fittest,
I feel like you would not only survive, but you would, like, prohibit Christian from getting anything.
Yeah. Because, look, if Christian was more powerful than me, Christian could get whatever they needed to survive. I'll make sure that's not happening.
When do you think the dimensional merge is happening?
It's very soon.
Yeah, that's what they've been saying about, like, the rapture and whatever. Yeah, you can just say, oh, it's very soon. Soon.
It's within the coming days.
I'm unfamiliar with what that is. What is that?
Where the dimensions, where our OCs exist and coexist and reside. And here, where everybody will get to see the OCs.
I'll have to see it to believe it, really, honestly. But what? I'd like to learn more about the way that you think about it, like the psychological aspect, if that makes sense.
There was a theory that was going around that you were having, like, very specific dreams due to some medication.
Well, it's hard to confirm or deny that, but I feel like I can say it's quite a bust. I mean, most
it's
of my
quite
dreams
a bust.
Are
it's quite a bust.
I have my nightmares, I have my good dreams, but I'm lucid.
How is it hard for him to confirm if he's had weird dreams? How is it hard to confirm? Is he worried some of the dreams might be him going to Quickville and they're not actual dreams? It's his machinations of visiting another dimension? It doesn't make sense. I can neither confirm or deny that. No, you totally can. They're in your fucking head.
Well, to be fair, you do forget your dreams usually. Like, I'll remember mine for, like, 2 to 3 minutes after I wake up, and then I forget, like, 99% of the dreams I have.
Okay, so we're just assuming that these stories of Christian having weird dreams that came out in public have been forgotten.
Yeah,
okay,
possible.
I'll give you that.
Dreamer.
So you were talking about Lisa Simpson as president. What do you think that's going to be like?
I don't know which president to compare it to, really. I mean, I would like to say Obama.
All right, I can't watch this anymore. We're going to move in. Oh man, sorry, I'm having allergies.
I'm also having allergies. What did you do, Ben?
Are you?
My eyes are, like, super fucked up.
What did you do? That'll do it.
Nothing. Did you do, Ben? You smoking some fucking allergy weed?
No.
Because you just hit a bunch of weed.
Time for
stupid commercials.
We're dying in here, Meds Peds.
Fucking allergies.
As
man.
A woman, Meds Peds, why aren't you dying?
I guess there's not enough plant sperm in the air.
Yeah, Ben's over here jacking off the plants. And I'm dying. We're dying because of it.
There is, like, a flowering plant that's, like, right near the window that we're sitting in.
Did we open the window?
No.
How is this getting in here?
Because
it's
not airtight. I mean, that's why we can breathe in our house, right?
I think it's something else. I think that weed you just smoked is killing us.
No, it's fine.
You don't have a death weed?
Space, the final frontier.
Aye, Captain. You can choose your space with a Serta.
Don't cling on to that old mattress. Dual comfort Serta mattresses let you have soft or firm on the same mattress. Boldly dream like you never dreamed before. Be on board to the side that's right for you. And the Dodge set your savings for stunning.
Captain, you won't be undersold?
Make it so.
Which Star Trek are these guys from? Are they Ferengi?
A logical choice. Live long and sleep.
This is like Cinco, like that from Tim and Eric. That I would not be surprised if that actually showed up on their show.
That was beautiful.
You were a Star Trek fan. What season is that from?
I mean, it was mostly taken from the original series.
Oh.
Like the uniforms and stuff were the classic uniforms that they would have used during the 1960s Star Trek TV show.
Oh, man.
Here's a.
I feel bad for your nose. Yeah. Like, I can hear the congestion.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
I just want to know. I just want to know what was in that weed.
Weed.
You smoked that weed, and my eyes started burning afterwards. I don't know. Is it a new strain?
No. Here's the weed.
That's skunk butt. Was there something in your pipe?
Here's the weed.
Did something fall in the grinder? Why are we both dying right now?
I just have seasonal allergies when the season starts to change.
Because they really kicked in after you smoked that weed, Benjamin.
Dude, shut up about the weed.
I'm just saying. We were fine up until that weed hit.
This is going to turn into a D.A.R.E. commercial.
I think so. Yeah, don't do a weed, guys.
Hi, Marty McDermott for the Martin Fine Furniture Store. The oldest furniture business in Indiana. And our prices are out of this world.
I know I've played this before somewhere else, but I think it's
the
worth playing again.
The space race is on fire tonight.
Yeah,
in the commercials.
When you own a furniture commercial or a furniture store.
50% off everything, every day.
That shit was not set to stun.
Every sofa purchase.
Oh, she killed the audience.
Free setups and 6 months free financing. Mr. Martin, did all these Martians buy our furniture?
Yeah, and I hope they don't expect free delivery all the way to Mars.
You got that right.
I hope they don't expect free delivery all the way to Mars.
Yeah.
You think that's his gold digger wife next to him?
I don't know. Could be.
Because she's not like the level of pretty where you hired her, right? Maybe he hired her to work at the store.
I do not analyze this that much, so I don't know. No, I don't have to.
You can't just watch this and be like, this is why this exists. You have to break it down and know why. You have to know why that woman's there right now. She's his gold digger wife.
Okay.
I'm sure of it.
Okay.
I'm Supergirl Man, the fairest in the land. I'm taking you to Little John's. Broke news or smash, he pays you cash. So bring it in and get your cash today.
I fucking love this. I love this.
If you're going to hire someone to sing a song, maybe don't get someone who's tone deaf.
No. It's perfect. If he would have tried to rap this shit, I'd have been so mad. But he's here singing the little tune like to the Ice Cream Man song. What you gotta do, gotta be a flying motherfucker every day. Like, that's fucking cool to me. He's got a super cape. I think there's a Jerry curl on his shirt. I don't know what that is. I like it.
He wants to buy your own jewelry. Go to the black ruby. He's trying to get 1,400 an ounce. So bring it in and get your cash today.
I'm Little John. Don't mail it in.
Bring it in.
I'm Little John. I'm Lil Jon.
Cash for gold.
I'm Lil Jon.
Well, surprisingly, though, there's so many of those places and they manage to stay open. But, I mean, I guess desperate times.
It's because they're all over, right? Like, these are all regional and the budgets are very small, but they're very effective.
I can't believe Lil Jon was one of Robin Hood's merry men when he was just a small Asian man.
I know. Didn't know that either.
First he turned into a black rapper, and then he turned into a small Asian man. He's very diverse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get your jewelry.
Yeah.
What? What's that?
Think bang bang. That's hot.
Think boom boom. We have a huge. Is it racist? The white woman was bang bang, and the black woman was boom boom.
Hot.
You know damn well I slept with Pimp Monk. I'm Pimp Monk baby mama.
Oh my god.
Damn, huh? I got this cinema fire pussy.
We need to find her and see if she's single. Hook him up. It'd be beautiful. They could smoke a cigarette.
Put that shit on chatterbait.
You can put your cigarette out in my butthole, Pimp Monk.
Monty's in the chat. Hey, Monty.
What's up, Monty?
Monty in the chat.
Buy one, get three free. Now that's hot.
Come see the Bang Bang Lady on 431 South, just 8 miles south of the 280 bypass.
How cool, hot. I'll see Bobo for your fireworks at Fireworks Outlet. That's hot.
Damn.
This is spicy. It'd be cool if it turned into porn. I'd watch it.
How would this be cool if it turned into porn?
It'd be funny.
Like,
somebody would jerk off to it. Somebody would.
That's true. That's true. Somebody would. Not me.
Bang,
not
bang, boom, boom.
Nope. Yeah. Not today.
Bang,
not
bang,
me.
Boom, boom. Billy the Fridge and bang, bang, boom, boom.
If this turned into porn, I would turn into someone who was against porn. I'd be like, I don't like this. I don't agree with pornography. Let's end it all.
Bang, bang, boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Put a cigarette out of my butthole, Pima. Boom, boom. You want to put your cigarette out in my booty hole, Pima? Boom,
would you
boom.
Watch that, Philly? Would you watch Pimp Monk put a cigarette out in her butthole?
I wouldn't watch Pimp Monk do anything sexual. I would offer him the ultimate privacy. If him and I were sharing a dorm at a college, and I walked up to the door handle and I could smell trouble on the other side of the door, I'd go get a hotel room for the night. I wouldn't even open that fucking door to make sure it wasn't just him cooking some ramen, some fucking skunk ramen. Yeah,
it's very possible to get those two confused. Sex, ramen, they're quite similar.
Wow.
Hello?
Jim, it's Susie. Our house is on fire. Can you come over?
How about you get the fuck out of your house? If it's on fire,
get out. My house is on fire. Let me call somebody inside the house.
I mean, I understand. Apparently, this is before cell phones. So go to your neighbor's house and call. Well, first, you should be calling the fire department. You should be calling 911. And then after that, call your family or whoever the fuck this person is. Oh. Holy shit.
I'm on my way.
Hello, this is Cal.
Cal, this is Mike Case.
Hi, what's up, Mike?
Hi, what's up, Mike?
Hi, what is up? So I am not acting.
I'm not sure which up, one Mike? Of these commercials would make a better porn.
Yeah, I'd watch this one too.
Oh my god.
My boy just wrecked the car.
My boy just wrecked the car.
My boy just wrecked the car.
Obviously, this isn't before cell phones, because this guy has one. He has one of those suit. I remember when cell phones were getting so small.
Yeah, this is like 2007-ish.
Hurt? Not yet.
Hello?
Kurt, this is Leonard. I got a business opportunity I'd like to discuss with you.
Why don't you meet me in the office in about a half hour?
You've got friends in the insurance business.
That was it?
That was some pretty amazing, I don't know.
Like,
I don't know.
Those other videos were all, like, over-the-top cringy, right? And these ones were trying to be serious, and they were more cringy than, like, the man in a spacesuit.
Yeah.
Or the two fat women pushing their butts together.
Like, yeah.
Boom, boom, bang, bang.
I love these. Guys, if you know of any hilarious old local commercials that are still out there that I can find on YouTube or whatever, please link them and send them to the inbox.
We should find the Vern Funk ones from Seattle. Those are like Seattle royalty commercials. We had Flynn the Carpet Man was a good one out here.
Flynn the Carpet Man and Vern Funk. There is one from here that I have that's like, what the fuck? I've seen it. I remember the first time I saw it. Here, I was like, holy shit, this is fucked up. Let me see. Where is it? Here it is. No, that's not it.
Oh, hell yeah. Someone donated $2 just to say, "Eskid it."
Eskid it.
Awesome. Eskid it.
So, like, in a second here... Okay, yeah, this is a local one, Billy. I'm sure you've seen it before.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Last year, my husband served me with divorce papers on Christmas Eve. It ruined my Christmas. So after Christmas, I decided to hire Michael Gallagher as my attorney.
J. Michael Gallagher.
And
this is local, right?
Yeah.
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 Ruined my husband's New Year.
Look at this shit. They like race to the phone to be the first person to call Michael Gallagher.
I'm Mike Gallagher. Give me a call if you need help.
Give me a call if you need help.
Mike Gallagher should hire Onision to make his commercials.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking awesome. I'm going to try and talk Onision into making commercials for local people. It might be his new fucking second wind.
Hi, I'm Fred from Dirt Cheap. What better gift for any occasion?
Look at all that booze. Fuck yeah, you got me sold already.
Package from Dirt Cheap.
Cheap, cheap, fun, fun.
Yes, it's cheap, but most of all, it's fun. Internet. The recipient will love it. And best of all, the more she drinks, the better you look.
Oh,
I don't
snap.
Know about you,
did he really
but
just...
I need all the help I can get.
Did he really just advocate for having sex with a woman while she's drunk? That's impressive.
Fun. The recipient will love it. And best of all, the more she drinks, the better you look.
Oh my God. The rapiest advertising ever.
I don't know about you, but I need all the help I can get. Please come visit us. We are grateful for your business. Thanks. Be careful out there. Enjoy the journey.
Enjoy the
what
journey.
What a weird commercial.
Yeah. Remember, the more she drinks, the better you look. Buy $400 worth of alcohol. We'll throw in a free package of Ruhephanol.
Yeah. How about some GHB?
Or some GHB. It's still legal in Canada.
Frankie and Johnny Furniture is having a sale. Right now, you can buy three complete rooms of furniture for only $699 with only $250 down. Just $50 down on select items will put you in a great bedroom set or living room set today with no problem. All senior citizens get a...
This is in New Orleans, I think.
This is MAGA country right here.
This is in Louisiana, for sure.
10% discount.
The colonel is buying a chair.
No credit, no problem.
Obviously, this is from like the early 90s.
Are you on welfare or social security? No. Are you newlyweds? No problem. Come see us.
I say. This is Frankie and Johnny's, a place that lets you have it with no problem.
What does that mean?
I think
we'll let you have it with no problem. Okay. What does that mean? What am I?
I think the other guy was like, get her drunk enough to accept you naked. And this one was like, don't worry, we'll do it sober. It's fucked up.
I like to buy a bedroom set.
Do you have any credit?
No, I receive Social Security and welfare.
You ever seen a special man? With no problem.
I like to buy a living room set.
Do you have any credit?
No, I file bankruptcy.
You have seen a special man?
You gotta have it.
No problem. I say. See Frankie and Johnny.
These are my people. These are my people.
This is MedsPed's grandpa?
I like the little dance he does here, too.
I say. No problem. I say. See Frankie and Johnny. He's the credit man in town for only $50 down.
Look at that fucking toupee that he's wearing. Holy shit.
She in a living room set, a bedroom set. Today, see the special man.
See the special man.
I got the $50.
What's the name of this place? I want to see if it still exists.
It's Frankie and Johnny's, I think.
Frankie and Johnny's Furniture.
With no problem.
I got it.
FJ Furniture Incorporated.
I don't think Frankie and Johnny are still alive and kicking. It'd be awesome.
Probably not.
They
look pretty old in this commercial, but who knows?
It'd be awesome.
I say.
Let's see. It says New Orleans. Okay.
315 North Broad.
315.
And St. Claude Avenue.
North Broad.
Still there.
Wow.
I wonder if Frankie and Johnny are still there.
I say.
See how far away it is from me right now.
Everyone, if you enjoy the stupid ads that we're playing, please like the stream. And also, make sure you're still subscribed to this channel. I do see comments all the time on the videos.
Ted told Dusty the cockatiel that he's a beautiful bird.
Mama fucked it up. Wow. Dusty, you are a beautiful bird. I've done that at least three or four times, but you know, I will always say it.
But yeah,
because it is a beautiful bird.
People say they've been unsubscribed from this channel automatically all the time. So double check. And people have shown us overwhelmingly they like these ads. So I'm going to play some more and send them in.
Yeah.
Send in anything you think is funny to the inbox, drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. Thank you.
It really is a great
series
segment.
Of one car accidents recently involving Scott rollovers
Boy.
And serious injuries to passengers. I don't know if it's video games or what, but it's
or
so
what?
Unfair.
Or what?
I don't know if
to
it's
after
video
something
games?
Like this, to blame people in the backseat or say they deserved it. I don't like consoling these parents about what's happened, but I'll do it until it stops. Will you please stop? I'm Scott Hoy.
Will you please stop?
What the fuck did that even mean?
He's blaming video games? Is it texting and driving?
I have no idea. I'm so confused by that message. Oh. Here's
it might have been before texting.
Eastern Motors. Dude, this has what's his name? Ray Lewis, former pro football player who's also was accused of murder.
Oh,
at one point, his aunt, people from his entourage murdered somebody.
Oh no.
Chevy, Beamers, and minivans, over 600 cars, trucks, SUVs. Are you listening, man? Let Eastern Motors put you in a car today. Let Eastern Motors.
I like the Superman guy better.
How much did Ray Lewis get paid to make that commercial?
Too much and not enough at the same time.
Yeah. He was just in, like, 10 seconds of it. This is a Ranger Surplus commercial.
Everybody says this is good, actually. They enjoy it, so I guess we're in the wrong for cringing at that.
Give me a purse.
Where'd you get that? Ranger Surplus?
This would never happen!
Where'd you get that, Ranger Surplus?
Yes!
You're about to get raped.
Like, they would stand around that long and allow themselves to be sprayed in the eyes with mace.
They should have never doubted the shopping power at Ranger Surplus.
Instead of standing there and asking that, they could have turned around and ran away.
They could have kicked her in the front punt.
Oh, yeah, they could have done anything other than stand there and let her spray it in their eyes.
Mezpeds, as a woman, have you ever been accosted and in an advertisement before?
Accost the shop!
No, not in an advertisement. I don't think I've ever been attacked, though, so that's good. Hopefully, knock on wood.
Thank you. I'm knocking over here, too.
Thank you, yeah.
Ranger Surplus, solving problems since 1979. We have military camping footwear, knives, and security.
Hey, you dumb bitch, where'd you get that Ranger Surplus?
This one's so retarded. I watched this one earlier and was like, what the fuck? Alright.
Pay me.
Is that
now.
Kane? Why is she in a suit?
Can't afford it.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I've got to feed my family. I'll call Denver Crow.
Don't you dare.
Make him settle for a...
Don't you dare.
Denver
Crow. Payment you
can
afford as low as $99 a month. That's the power of the new bankruptcy law.
842-HELP.
That was the drizzling shits. Oh my god. I hated every moment of that.
Yeah.
No cute old people in space outfits. Just that bald asshole.
I'll be right back. I have to use the facilities.
I don't care.
That's very proper.
So Meds Peds.
What's up?
Last night I went to see a movie with my pal Joe. I went to see Dragged Across Concrete, starring Mel Gibson.
And how was it?
Okay, so it was terrible. And because it's like a MAGA-driven film, I would say. I don't know. It's got a lot of old man ideals in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's very weird.
Obvious demographic
weird because, like, it's not directly there, but like it definitely has that appeal. There's a lot of dialogue written. It's like curmudgeonly.
Yeah.
And I went to go see it because Joe was like, I want to see this movie. It's from the guy who did the Cell Block 99. And I'm like, oh, I haven't seen that, but I'll go watch it. The only theater we could find it in was down in the college area. And it's a theater that's like got three stories, and I guess there was an elevator, but I didn't see it, so I had to walk three stories up, get inside this theater, and there's like multiple seats in the theater that are missing, right? And there's like a plastic bags over them, like seat missing. There's a sign that says seat missing, even though you know there's no fucking seat, because people probably try and sit on them with a plastic bag.
Somebody would fall and hurt themselves and try to sue the theater, you know.
And the seats that are there look like they got put in the 70s. And the theater itself looks like it might have been a masturbatory theater.
Oh.
Like where people just sit in and jerk off watching some porn. So the entire ambiance was disgusting, right? It was gross.
You wouldn't bring a date there.
Not unless I wanted her to feel like she was not safe, right?
Yeah, like unless girls, you wanted to break up with her.
Not break up with her. Some girls are into reckless abandon, right? They like you take them into a haunted house and they're just, their pants are off immediately.
Yeah,
right?
They just soak in wet.
Yeah, yeah. If it was one of those fucked up girls, I'd be like, hey, let's go to this theater. You want to watch a movie with Mel Gibson? And, you know, she'd be so fucking like out of it.
Yeah, she'd be into it. Yep.
I'm just going to blow you now because it's so weird. That's perfect. It works sometimes. Not all the time, sometimes. But
sometimes.
This movie was like 2 hours and 40 minutes long, okay?
Damn.
It's very fucking long. It felt like 5 hours. The majority of the movie was them sitting in cars watching people. It was so slow-paced. For people who want to watch this, I'm sorry if I'm spoiling it for you. I'm not giving too much up.
But what's the name of it again? I'm looking up the Rotten Tomatoes.
Dragged Across Concrete. It's amazing. I looked up the Rotten Tomatoes today. And it has a 76% critic score and a 76% audience score.
I've never even heard of this. I don't know. I don't really watch a lot of TV, though, to see commercials.
Yeah,
so.
I saw the commercial for it a couple months ago because a test version of it leaked on Vimeo. And it looked pretty badass. So, like, I was pretty excited to go watch this film. It was just so, like, atrociously slow. Everyone's like, it's a slow build. It's a slow build. But then, like, the stuff they build to is almost comedic. It's like if Tommy Wiseau and Quentin Tarantino worked together on a movie, right? Oh,
that would be quite interesting. That's an interesting combination.
Yeah. Because it's got, like, this level of charm to it, but it's just so slow and bad. I don't know. Maybe I'm too picky, but Joe was like, no, it's bad. And Joe's very picky. Joe wanted to see it because of how bad Cell Block from 99 was. It was bad.
Well, I probably won't see it then.
I don't know
that often. Actually, the last movie I think I saw in theaters was a Quentin Tarantino movie. I think it was The Hateful Eight. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't go that often. I do want to go see Us, though. I do want to see that.
I got to see that, too.
When I was in Amsterdam, I stayed at a place called The Winston, and that's where Quentin Tarantino lived. In Amsterdam while he was writing Pulp Fiction.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like, the only reason I knew that is because I happened to read about it while I was there. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known that at all.
You know Tom Green wrote the Bum Bum song here in Seattle?
Yeah, the Swedish hospital.
My bum is on the Swedish.
I've walked past that sign so many times. It's like near Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a Swedish in the north end as well. So
but like in
multiple.
The video, the one he's rubbing his ass off.
Yeah,
is
it's on First Hill. It's like the hospital hill.
Yep.
Yeah. Pill Hill is what they call it.
Yep.
Did this dog just fart?
Wow, Meds Ped's over there sniffing dog
farts. I smell a fart.
Someone said the Bum Bum song. Sorry, yeah, we're so old.
Dad, there's been an accident.
Are you going to be able to get by without Carl's paycheck?
I just don't know for sure, Dad. Everything seems so awful. I mean,
like this acting.
Yeah, what the fuck? This is like a bad soap opera.
Or what a good rights porn. Do we have?
Yeah, it's all porn quality. Every one of these.
Good just won't cut it. Not with two hungry mouths to feed.
Oh, this is a porn.
We need the best lawyer there is.
Sounds nice, Dad. But who?
Totally a porn.
Kendall Alexander's the man you need. With its 98% success rate, its reputation, and dedication,
I've
won thousands of cases.
Do you need your voice to be
heard?
He's
playing the People's Court music?
Burr-durr-burr. Will we get sued for using this music?
After that shitty acting job?
You want justice to be served. You deserve a lawyer who takes your case seriously.
Seriously.
I'm serious when I say I won't back off.
Is this fake?
This is porn.
This must be fake.
This is porn.
This must not be a real commercial.
It's all porn. All of it's porn.
It's all porn.
There's no... I don't think this is real. Because I don't see a real... Yeah, this is fake as fuck.
1-800 won the law.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is like a sketch or something.
We got bamboozled.
Yeah. Let's see.
It's hard to tell.
Guys, pay attention. How would you like to have an extra 2 inches?
What?
Yeah.
Let's just not be a penis enlarged commercial.
Ben, let's listen.
Guys, pay attention. How would you like to have an extra 2 inches?
I'm listening.
If your height makes you feel overlooked at work, or embarrassed because you're shorter than your date, now you can level the playing field with MaxTall, the revolutionary ultra-comfortable...
Well, that's because you're already taller. You're already 6'2".
Yeah.
This is for little manlets.
I would still want 2 inches of height as well, though.
Shoe inserts, they give you inches in height, so you can look taller instantly. With the deluxe version, you can go from 5'9 to over 6 feet.
Yeah, you're
MaxTall's
wearing
durable one-size-fits-all design and multiple adjustable levels let you go from a quarter inch to almost 3 inches
instantly,
and they're completely invisible. No one will know you're wearing them. The secret is MaxTall's exclusive ortho-gel material.
You go through all this shit just to appear slightly taller. It
but
just seems...
Women do this stuff to their boobs and all to other parts of their body.
Like... And also shoes. They're called high heels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real. This is high heels for men.
Rigid lips are uncomfortable, and your foot can easily slip out of your shoe. But MaxTall molds to your foot and heel to create vacuum action that ensures your heel will always stay in your shoe. Poor Mike is 5'9", and Cindy isn't paying attention to him at all. But with MaxTall in his shoes, Mike is nearly 6 feet tall, and Cindy likes what she sees.
Oh my God! Okay, so
what
product is going
to
make his hair grow in?
Well, all he needed was 2 inches of height. They're not selling hair care product, right? They're letting the guy know he could be a bald fucking loser schlub that lives in Jared Genesis' bedroom.
Cindy's still going for that?
Yeah, Cindy's like, as long as you're 2 inches taller, she'll suck it. Last thing she wants to do is put her back out, bending over 2 inches lower.
And it's perfect for work and play, for men and women. Statistics prove being taller means more confidence, more attention, and more success. Order your MaxTall inserts for the incredibly low price of $19.99. But wait, on this exclusive offer, we'll send you a second set of MaxTall absolutely free. That's 2 MaxTall inserts for just $19.99.
So could you double up on the inserts and be 4 inches taller?
Yeah, I was going to say, or if you have, 4 feet, just in case.
Yeah, let me get 14 of them. I'll be fucking...
That's right. 2 pairs of MaxTall inserts for just $19.99. And don't forget to ask our operators about free shipping.
What's the... Was it the $6 million man? Was that the TV show?
I think so. Steve Austin.
Yeah, we should do the $60 man and see how much we can improve somebody spending $60 on these bullshit advertisements.
We're going to go into the post show after one more ad here. I want to remind everyone, twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants.
We on Twitch tonight, baby.
We'll be doing the individual segment situation. We will be actually playing another ad that I don't want to play on YouTube, but I know I can play on Twitch. And some other stuff, so don't miss it. You guys should go over there really soon. Please like the video. Please make sure that as many people see it as possible. You know, if you're one of those people that knows a bunch of people.
Yes.
So here's this is a furniture store ad. Oh, no, we already watched this one. Hold on.
Yeah, that was one we saw earlier.
Actually, I don't have that one queued up. Nah, it's cool. You know what? I think we're pretty much done.
We'll do some hillbillies next episode.
Yeah. I want more PSAs, too, if you guys have PSAs you want to send in. We'll read those. Or not read those, but watch them. What else? Okay. Trying to find where we left off here.
Oh, yeah.
Doom Kid, $2. Bill weighs less than me now. Fatten back up, Bill.
I don't want to. I'm trying to get super skinny so I can date Natalie Portman or better. Right? Better than Natalie Portman.
Who's better than Natalie Portman?
I'm sure she hasn't been born yet, but I'm dropping weight so my options are opening up.
Dragon in the West, $2. As someone with autism spectrum disorder. That's like as a woman.
Sweet boy.
Yeah.
I can say that most people with autism tend to think visually. This is due to the way the brain of someone with autism forms. Hmm. That's why when I get really baked and listen to music, it resembles a music video.
What?
Is that a commentary on Chris Chan?
Do autistic people music video weed vision?
I don't know. That sounds like fun, though.
Yeah.
Give me some autism.
No.
Mr. Blue, $2. Best product since the Remington Fuzz Away.
Those heel enlargements. Those heel.
We're going to go to Twitch soon, but we'll hang out a little bit longer if you have any other Streamlabs or Super Chats you want to send in.
Oh, yeah. Medspeds, as a woman.
What's up? As a woman.
Would you rather be a man?
You know, I've thought about it before. There are moments where I'm like, damn, it would be awesome to be a guy right now, especially when you're out like in the woods or something and you have to pee.
What about when you're having your period?
Oh, yeah. I definitely don't like the period.
Yeah.
Because as a man.
That's those 5 days. I was like, let me just switch. Let me just gender fluid over to being a man.
As a man, I'm glad I'm a man. And I know that you really shouldn't say that because the patriarchy and everything. Mm-hmm. But if I wasn't a man.
You're going to show up on another one of those Facebooks where they say you're a misogynist for that one.
Yeah, well, I'm androgynous misogynist, so it's okay. As long as I'm androgynous. I can claim that I'm like. I had a dream where like someone called me out for using the fag word. And they were like, you can't say that. And they're like, I'm gay. And I was like, so am I. And then they hugged me and like it was all acceptable. I was like,
did y'all go on a date?
No, because it was my dream, right? I just used me being gay as getting away with saying the fag word. I was like, hey, it's good. Like, you can't just drop the N-bomb and be like, no, but you can't, as a white person, you can't do that, right? But you can still be like, I'll suck a dick. And they're like, okay, you can say it then. So I feel like that was my dream. That was very enlightening. Did I come out in my dream, or was I just saying it to get away with saying it?
I was going to say, need to go to a psychiatrist or a counselor and get a dream analysis there.
I should probably get a dream analysis.
A dream analysis.
Anal cyst? A dreamy anal cyst. Ew.
A dreamy anal cyst.
Disgusting.
Is that better than a creamy taint cyst? I see people already subscribing on Twitch, so that's pretty good.
Hey, ho, let's go. Hey, oh, let's go.
I'm so glad things have changed to where, like, when we have people on the show, if someone decides to leave or join late, it doesn't rearrange everything.
It's not a destruction of the entire showcase.
Oh, man, that used to stress me out so much.
Yeah.
Having to cut people into their little boxes at the beginning of every fucking show. And then I came up with a way where I was like, okay, well, if there's two guests, I have it preset like this. If there's three guests, I have it preset like this. But then if someone left and it switched to the other, I had to hurry up and like go in and switch it. But now things have changed with the way Skype is set up, so that doesn't happen anymore. It's the only thing that makes Skype good for this kind of thing.
Get good, Skypey.
Awesome. That's why I was able to jump in real quick, because I just happened to be available.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have had to like bring you up on the screen all big and like resize you and then clip out the extra shit.
after four or five years of Ben doing that, he finally got this blessing in disguise.
Yes.
It's a Skype update. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Very enlightening.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So I think we're going to go do the post show. Fuck. There's so many people waiting in the chat.
Bring them into the post show.
Bring them into the post show.
Bring them into the post show over on Twitch.
Okay, we're going to the post show over on Twitch. So if people in the general right now still want to be part of the show, we're going there, and you can jump in there.
Hop over to Twitch if you're in the general chat. And put blood into your dicks and make your genitals fat.
Wow.
That was good.
We'll see you guys there in about 5 minutes.
Later. Woo! Have a good night, guys.
Good night.
Adios.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken peasants, drunken peasants, drunken peasants, drunken peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at, get ready cause they're gonna kick your...
Drunken peasants, drunken peasants, drunken peasants, drunken peasants.